Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hey, hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Good Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. Good Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. Good Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, yes, it is a Wednesday.
Riot Wednesday.
Riot Wednesday. And we are thanking our topic senders, Targrod, and also the Super Malas guy who sent in something similar to our topic. Hashtag my non-negotiable.
Ooh.
So, it can be in any aspect of your life. It can be like in a relationship, in a friendship, when looking for a job, when like any aspect of life, we have our non-negotiables.
Yeah. You won't compromise.
You won't compromise. There's no arguing about it. I've made up my mind. Mm-hmm. This is how we're going to do it. So for example, my non-negotiable: bawal galawin ang mga Gundam at action figures ko sa display case. Ever!
I've always wanted to try building one. Kasi I have a friend, si Andre, who's super into
super
that.
Super into it.
Yeah, so parang nakakaingit. Parang it looks like a lot of fun. Kasi I love, well,
puzzles?
I know they're different. I love Legos.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, it's about building. Mas ano lang, mas maliliit lang yung sa Gundam. But, you know, just the same. I'd love to try.
I was actually into models. Like, I would specifically...
like yung mga boat na...
Yes, specifically like, aircraft carriers.
Oh, cool.
I was actually able to build maybe 5. Yung malalaki, ha? Tapos it all, like... I lost all interest after a traumatic experience.
There was
what
happened?
Kid in the house, like a visitor during a party. Biglang next thing I see, naka-float na sa pool namin yung mga boats.
All
of my models. Like, kinuha niya from where I kept them. Put
oh
them
no.
all in the water. And, alam mo yung hindi naman sila like super nasira. Because all of them floated. None of them sank. But, alam mo yung may mga damage na.
Yeah.
And since a lot of it are like small parts, yung parang nag-ano na ako, yung nag-tantrum na ako na, ayoko
na. How old were
na.
You then?
Well, I was probably in, I don't know, grade school, high school.
Oh, that early.
So, alam mo yung napikon ako, sa sobrang
yeah.
pikon ko, I never went near a model again.
Well, I don't know. It's been a while, so do you think you'd be into it now? If somebody were to like ask you to, okay, can you build this?
There's
for me?
No, kasi if I did, I'd probably be into Gundam.
True.
Parang there's no lukso ng dugo.
Anymore.
Yeah, like when I think about it, when I see it, let's say, like in Mega Mall, there's this store na puro models.
Yeah.
I just, you know, take a look at it. I look at the boxes and I'm like, oh, I used to do that. Pero wala nung parang, huh, I want to do it again. I don't know, maybe it's past.
I feel like I can do it well, especially because I have tiny hands.
Yes, that's the part that I don't like. And oh, plus FYI, when I do my models, I do it only until assembly.
And then?
You're supposed to paint it kasi. For it to look like a model.
Oh, right.
So mine just looks gray. Or brown.
But that's fine.
For a lot of people, it's like, yan na ginawa
it's
mo
incomplete.
Na.
It's incomplete.
Kasi may mga decal pa siya, so...
Sometimes yung stickers, di ba?
Yun. I don't put it on kasi why would I put it on? It's not even painted.
Right.
Alam mo yun, yung parang like, what's the point? It's going to look weird.
The point is, you know, you made it. You built it.
I built it, but... I never got into painting because it was I found it a little too complicated.
Yeah.
I do remember there was a point I bought the paint
Mm-hmm.
Pero na chicken out ako. Kasi you know how like I don't draw well. I'm not into art.
Yeah.
So feeling ko fail if I tried to paint.
Baka masira pa.
Alam mo yung ang ganda-ganda na nung pagka-assemble ko tapos papangit yung paint.
I know how you feel. You're talking to the girl who stuck this thing on her phone case tapos tabing it. So it's so difficult for me to... Yung parang one of yes. those things na you put your finger in.
Yeah.
Para mas ano siya.
Well,
I know.
The assembly needs a lot of that. Pag nag-glue mo siya ng tabing it.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So the actual assembly, kasi a lot of it is gluing. That's also one part I'm not really a fan
Maybe
of.
I should stick to Legos. Kasi gusto ko sa Lego yung parang definite siya. Pag
yes.
kinabit mo siya, like, pak, click. You know, anyone
yes.
can do it.
Oh no, with this one, like sometimes there's like talagang small glue points
oh.
na hindi siya swak.
Mm.
You know, like sometimes like when you click it and then you glue it, maraming parts, walang click.
Yeah.
You literally have to glue them together, so...
Oh.
I don't know if you'll enjoy that part. My non-negotiable, if I find out that you cheated on me, that you played around, at hindi mo man lang ako niyaya, break na tayo. Oh.
So you would rather be in on it?
Maybe.
Which is probably why when you go on dating apps nowadays, I heard that, parang... A lot of people are looking for... A lot of couples are looking for someone.
Okay. It's not like you're not looking for a partner. You're looking for a playmate.
And sometimes, I heard this from a friend, sometimes the actual profile photo that they use is a photo with their significant other already.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you're not... Parang they're not going to mislead
well,
you.
Well, at least
so
it's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what they call... That person that they're looking for.
Okay.
A unicorn.
A unicorn?
Yeah. So in the dating lingo, apparently that's what a unicorn means.
Why?
Because you're special.
You're hard to find.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You have a long horn.
I don't know about that, but...
You fart rainbows.
Yun. That's what it's called.
Okay. Yeah. I'm today years old when I found out that's called a unicorn.
I was also so confused. I was like, what's a unicorn? Apparently, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Another example, my non-negotiable, dapat mahilig ka sa aso kasi parang mga anak ko na ang mga aso ko. Oh, this is so me. Although,
yeah.
TBH, I mean, a good chunk of, like, when I met Baby Whale, I only had 2 dogs at the time. Ngayon kasi, ano na yan, mga communal,
right.
quote-unquote, children na namin yung mga pets namin. Dogs and cats. Pero I remember when I was single, I had 2 dogs kasi I think anything more than that, parang hindi ko na ata kaya.
First dog ba ni Baby Whale, yung dog that you got together?
Like a dog that... Because they had the family dog.
Right, pero yung sa kanya
yung
talaga.
Yung sa kanya talaga, yes. Yeah,
oh.
Si Nairobi. Nairobi was our first dog.
Your first baby.
Our only failure as parents.
Ah, kasi hindi yun na-train.
Hindi namin na-train. Nangangagat siya.
Oh, God.
Like, pag dinadala namin siya sa labas and we see like a friend or even strangers and like, oh, yung cute. Please don't touch her.
Don't touch her if you don't want to lose a finger.
Yeah, it's like, like not that, you know, we don't like you.
Oh,
it's
no.
just that, you know, she bites.
Oh, kayo, nagawala siya.
Yeah. There was a time nung dinidisiplina ni Baby Whale, like duguan yung kamay niya.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like blood. Like we had to bring Baby Whale to the vet. To the vet. I mean, to the
si dog. Dok, duguan na siya.
Dok.
Maka maulol.
Please, check this bitch out.
Can you imagine?
Sa doctor. Hindi naman.
No, but I guess that's what happens kung hindi sila ma-train early.
Yes.
Although now, I feel like dog owners have kind of a bit of an advantage now because there are a lot of dog schools, training
yes, yes.
schools. Pero feeling ko at the time, hindi pa siya ganun ka.
Wala pa si, ano, wala pa si,
si dog
the Dog
Whisperer. Si Caesar Milan.
Na-apply na namin yung Dog Whisperer kay Sayam na yata.
Oh. You know, even I learned so much.
Yes.
From, Cesar Millan.
We were fascinated. And it works, huh? I mean, like, I don't know about, like, Kay Nairobi. I don't know if we could have applied the learnings there. Kasi medyo,
but in general.
She was so spoiled already. Pero with the other dogs, yeah. That's why I guess our dogs are so... Di ba, if you notice,
yeah,
our dogs
so
are so well-behaved. Like, you can have, like, a child approach them. Yeah. And they'll be fine.
Pero alam mo, feeling ko na-save ni Cesar Millan yung life ko because of his teachings. Kasi there's one time na I went to a convenience store in the middle of the night. Tapos, parang there was a stretch dun sa walk ko na ang daming stray dogs.
Yeah.
Parang may grand convention ng stray dogs dun sa dadaanan ko.
That happens.
And when they saw me, alam mo lahat sila tumingin sa akin. Mm. Parang ako yung special guest.
Yeah.
And I felt them like, yung parang, hindi naman ako normally takot sa dog. Pero kasi yun nga, parang stray dogs, you don't really know them, they're right. Unpredictable. So they looked at me and then I felt na parang papalakad sila towards me. So parang ayoko naman ng umuwi pabalik sa malapit ng convenience store. So in my head, what would Cesar Millan do? Be the alpha. Yeah. Yung tumayo ka ng derecho. And then like, don't look them in the eye, but like, look relaxed, but confident and like, assertive at the same time. Diba ganun?
Yeah.
Yung parang relaxed, pero don't mess with me energy. I'm not scared of you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Dapat naman ako, you stood up straight, chin up, tapos in a loud booming voice, category is alphabet.
Oh my God! Nagising yung mga nakatira doon sa mga bahay nearby. Pero totoo, diba? When I walked like that, parang napansin ko yung, parang nagsitunguan sila.
Yeah,
tapos parang, some of them walked with me, but like, they didn't like, come close enough.
We're not
enough.
Gonna mess with you.
Yeah! Tapos parang iba, wala, nag-mingle na ulit sila doon. So parang feeling ko, kung hindi ko alam yun,
I would have
freaked out.
Or, yeah.
So baka kung ano na nalalapan ako ng mga chito.
Oh my gosh. And also, my non-negotiable, size doesn't matter, except when it comes to your bank account.
Amen.
Yeah, everything else can be like, you know.
Actually, it sounds so bad. Because, you know, parang people say, ano ba yan?
Mukhang pera.
Mukhang pera. No, that's the thing is, you at least want someone who's not in debt.
Yes, yeah. Not necessarily, you're not looking for somebody who's like filthy rich.
Yeah.
But, alam mo, there's a version of this in Tagalog that a lot of people say and people won't call you a gold digger.
Okay.
Remember, like, there was a time most parents would be like, if you introduce your boyfriend, the first thing they'll say is, kaya ka bang buhayin yan?
Mm.
Yun, it's basically that.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, like, nobody would call you a gold digger. Your
right.
mom a gold digger if she asked that question. Diba, sometimes they even ask it directly to your manliligaw. They'll say, kaya mo bang buhayin ng anak ko? Kaya mo bang buhayin ng pamilya mo?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess that's what we're saying. It's not so much that they have to have, like, a really fat bank account, but more like, can you support a family?
For me, more than that, it's a lifestyle match.
Yeah.
Are you able to match the way I live?
Actually,
I'm not gonna downgrade.
Actually, that's true, ha. Yung parang, it's not really as simple as saying, can you feed me?
Yeah.
Kunyari, 0 to 10. Let's say 0 is the minimum.
Mm.
And 0, mabubuhay mo naman yung pamilya mo.
Uh-oh.
Mapapakain mo.
Yeah.
Mabibigyan mo ng roof above their heads. And 10 is like luho.
Yeah. But 10 is small laude, tita small.
Yes. Uh-oh. But, you know, what if what you want is like a 5?
Yeah.
That's not really being a gold digger or being mukhang pera.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, you just want to be able to enjoy what you enjoy. And let's face it, part of that is traveling to nice places,
mm-hmm.
Buying nice things.
Yeah.
Every now and then, not always, pero alam mo yon, being able to afford a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Let's
be realistic.
Siguro hindi na, unless talaga alam mo yon, sobrang they make up for it in many other aspects.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be an exception.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, mas okay pa rin yung medyo matching lifestyle nyo. Kahit hindi super 5 pareho. Let's say, nasa range ng 4 to 7.
Right.
Or 4 to 8.
And hello, I mean, like, we're not saying naman na parang zero sila sa lahat and you're just after the bank account. Obviously, we're talking about people you already like.
Yes.
So, kunyari, you like A, B, and C. For different reasons. Maybe one is good looking, one is really funny, one is, or a combination of many things.
Yeah.
But one has a really stable financial situation and the other two hindi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And you all like three of them.
Siyempre, may plus points na yun.
May plus points, diba?
Oh, tsaka dapat alam mo din, at least kilala mo yung sarili mo.
Right.
Na that's a non-negotiable for you.
Yeah.
Diba?
Unless you're really like super stable financially, that doesn't really count.
Exactly. I think if you're a 10,
yeah,
like tita small, it doesn't matter.
Does it matter? Like if you're a Jeff Bezos
and
you fall in love with a girl who doesn't have a penny to her name, will that really matter?
No.
Right? Diba? So if that's not a problem, then go.
Exactly.
And one last example, my non-negotiable. Pag nag-double negative ka, like, did you decided na, wala, break na tayo.
Ano?
Did you decide it?
Nakakainis.
Alam mo yung, hindi ka naman naghahanap ng perfect grammar.
Oo.
Pero yung siguro meron lang certain mistakes na hindi mo kayang,
I mean, it's difficult.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's what we're doing today. The top 10, my non-negotiable in any aspect. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag my non-negotiable in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for Tea over Coffee. Let's talk about Hilary Duff.
Okay.
And her husband and her ex and his wife.
I'm confused.
So Hilary Duff and her husband Matthew Coma enjoyed a fun date night with ex-boyfriend Joel Madden and his wife Nicole Richie over the weekend.
Oh, that's so cute.
Right? They were joined by Fall Out Boy's Pete Wentz and his girlfriend Megan Camper, as well as Pulse Music Group founder Josh Abraham and his wife Gina. So Abraham shared snaps from the group's fun night via his IG story. And in the image, both Duff and Richie stand side by side, smiling in the classic prom pose with their husbands hugging them from behind.
Aww.
Now, is this something you can see yourself doing with an ex?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a very fast.
I know.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm friends with all of them.
And I guess if you're all married, I guess if you're all married and you know you're also good with the partner,
yes.
I can see that happening maybe for other people.
Actually, super ano.
Grabe yung follow up. I can see that maybe happening for other people, but not for me.
Hindi kasi like for example, there's one specific one, yung the only official ex.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, kasi it's weird eh. This is weird. Yung unofficial ex ko, like, hindi kami, like, super, like, oh, jowa tayo, and here, meet my friend.
Okay.
Yun yung talagang, like, destroyed me.
Oh.
And then there's the officially naging kami.
Okay.
Pero it was like, hindi masyadong, yun yung nag-break kami agad. But turned out to be a very good friend.
Okay.
Eventually, in the future. Yung isa, yung official, became a very good friend. Legit good friend. And nag-move on na rin siya. Meron na rin siyang kasama. And taken na rin. And then, you know what I mean? And if ever there was a chance, I would love for the four of us to go out and like have dinner or something. Because really good friend. Really, really good friend.
Would you? I can see myself in a setting like this. But I can't promise that I'm going to be good. Because I feel like I would only go Let me rephrase that statement. Not I would only go to flirt with my ex. But I have a feeling I might end up doing that. You know what I mean?
So you're just concerned for the current of your ex.
Yes.
my current. And his current as, well, I don't really care about his current. My current is who I care about, obviously.
Kasi sa akin, pag may ganun, I won't go.
Oh, yeah, kung may spark pa.
Kasi ako, like, talagang super friend ko siya. Super friend ko yung jowa. And feeling ko makakasundo rin sila ni Baby L. That's the only way I'll go. I'll never go if may issue. Like, kunyari, the idea na may spark pa or baka ayaw ako nung current
niya. Yeah.
I mean, no thanks. That's just, why would I want that kind of drama?
I think I can be in that situation because I can be civil. And I think I'm friends naman with most of my exes. It's just that I would feel uncomfortable for the current.
Yeah.
Kasi what if medyo hindi namin ka-vibe or something like that?
Right.
I wouldn't want to make them feel like snubbed or whatever.
I would only agree to doing this if it all came naturally. Like we all just, alam mo yun, yung parang biglang we just decided to have dinner. Hindi yung parang,
if it's no biggie.
No biggie.
Yung tipo nakasalubong kayo, tapos you're like, hey, what are you doing now?
Yeah.
Hey, let's
catch up. We're all in
the same thing. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
You know, in the same community or whatever. Not yung parang, kunwari, two people are only deciding on
whether or not
dinner.
You're gonna go.
Yeah.
And kasi then, parang medyo may suspicion ka na, ba't yung pinaplano to?
I would only go if
This sounds like a scene from Sex and the City, the series, when Carrie and Big were broken up for a while, but they decided, you know what, let's try being friends.
Okay.
And then they went on a double date. May date sila pareho. So, ang ending, obviously, they were doing it, but they were still super into each other. So it was all a farce.
Yeah.
Parang, diba? Ganun din. And even the dates felt out of place.
Right.
Sa sarili nilang date. To be fair, Hillary and Joel were together back in 2004 pa.
It was like a
lifetime ago. And although she did say that her relationship with a rock star was so all-encompassing and so intense.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, all's well that ends well, I guess. We're all happy.
And are we going to talk about the Oscars?
We'll save that for Freaky Geeky Cheeky for all the movie geeks.
I have a lot to say.
We will talk about the Oscar nods a little bit later on. But, you know, another quick tea. Pete Davidson called Kim K.
I know.
His girlfriend.
I saw yesterday. I was like, ooh.
For the first time in an interview.
God.
Yeah, so he was being interviewed and then he said something like, parang he was asked what he likes to do when he's free or like on weekends. And then he said, you know, usually I just hang out with my friends or I chill with my girlfriend.
I mean, as he should. And to tropa.
Diba? Ano to, ho-hol? Hangout lang?
Diba? Parang, yeah, it's so funny kasi during the interview, like, yung background ni Pete Davidson. Did you see the actual interview?
No. Okay, I saw the news.
Parang he was in a room, right? I'm not sure if it was like a hotel room. So the bed was unmade behind him. You could see like stuffed animals on the bed. And then on the table, may parang kandila ni Kim K.
Bakit?
He is
kind of like the type of person who would have that.
Like a candle with an image. Like a face.
Sabi ko yarn.
Kandila
na merong santo.
Yun. Pero you imagine that. Pero si Kim K. Tapos sabi nung nag-interview, is that Kendall Jenner behind you?
Kendall Jenner.
Then again, you can't really tell, right? Because they have dark features. But anyway.
Wait, question. Should we do that?
What?
I feel like we should. Yung sa candle.
Tas picture natin?
Oh, picture natin. Like, I feel like
for fun.
Y'all wait for it.
Bakit?
I don't know.
Benta natin. Yun yung merch natin.
Oh.
Ang weird. But yeah, I mean, sabi nga, I was watching this interview, parang they were saying na parang, or this talk show na, it's so weird when you look at Pete and you compare him to Kanye West, like how different they are, like night and day.
Yeah.
You know how Kanye is so
like so anal about everything. Yeah. Like he wants, you know, hello, I think we all know what his house looks like. Or yung bahay nila before ni Kim K at least. So, sobrang minimalist, walang gamit. Tapos si Pete, alam mo may stuffed toy. May...
Oh.
Yeah.
It's and just... then, tsaka ano, it's like, it's down spiraling. They're, you know, like online war.
Oh, they're spat.
Si,
yeah.
Ano, si Kanye and si Kim. Like now he's saying that Kim thinks that he is having her assassinated.
He set out a hit.
Which
for, yeah.
Kim never said.
It's so weird.
Siya lang yung nagsasabi na according to Kanye, Kim thinks he's trying to kill her.
And this was before, so this was after he accused her of kidnapping Chicago.
Yes, right.
And
yes.
keeping their kids away from him. But then he was spotted like with the kids.
Solo. Like all the kids with him.
It's...
Tapos dinelete niya. Dinelete niya yung mga tweet.
And lahat na ng Instagram post about Kim and the kids. God. So, and then he's
such
been,
a loose cannon. Alam mo yung parang, I'm going to do this until you give me what I want.
Oh, yeah. It's like he's setting the whole thing on fire.
It's like emotional blackmail. Like, give me what I want or manggugulo ko.
But that sounds exactly like Kanye.
Well, yeah. Yes.
So he's been spotted with a Kim K lookalike again, apparently. Yeah, and they're seeing, diba parang there were reports na may nag-breakup, nagkaroon na ng Julia Fox breakup. But then they're also saying they're in an open relationship.
Yeah, that's what,
so
you're saying.
Yeah, so anyway, it's just so complicated, this whole Kanye situation.
Sila ang pinaka-pwedeng maglagay ng, sa Facebook ng...
It's complicated!
More than anyone.
I feel for Kim, I swear. But anyway, that's the tea. And if you want to sound off, you can do so on Twitter at RX931 with the hashtag tea over coffee. Or why don't you text us? We're on Viber and Telegram 0961-1367-931.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And of course, we are thanking our topic senders. Thank you to Targrod and also to the Super Malas guy. Hashtag my non-negotiable. And let's start off at number 10 from Emo Fats. Again, you know, most of the entries are about, obviously, love. Lalo na padating na yung Valentine's. So yung mga naisip mo na, when it comes to relationships or love or looking for a partner for life, what are your non-negotiables? Pero we also accept other entries. Like, for example, number 10 from Emo Facts. Drum set ko yan. Bawal kang makipalo dyan. And I know musicians are so anal with their instruments. Hindi, kasi syempre, that's their baby. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, or at the very least, wait for them to give you permission.
Yeah.
Or ask permission before you touch there. Kasi gets ko yung, obviously, kunyari, trumpet, trombone. Obviously, gross, di ba? Hindi ka naman makikihipan dun sa trumpet nung...
Yeah.
Ikaw, like, Hazel, like, sinong mga musicians yung matatanong mo na?
Yan ang gusto kong tanong. Yan ang gusto ko talaga na tanong.
I don't know what in particular.
Di ba, parang...
I mean...
May yung baby nila that you can't, you know...
That I can't touch? Hindi naman ako pakilamera, so...
Pero gusto mo sana. Gusto mo sana.
I mean, if they let me, right? They have to initiate it. Diba? Parang,
totoo. Uy,
you want to, ano, you want to touch my guitar or like my drums or like my... Hindi, diba? Instruments.
Oo, instruments.
Totoo. Diba? Oo. Keyboard. Ano ba?
Diba?
Cello.
When kaya?
Diba?
When?
Kung malaki, diba? Cello.
True.
Pinakamalaki yung, ano, baho.
Pero yung ng baho.
yung bass na, yung dung-dung-dung.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That bass.
Kasi cello is, ano yan eh, diba? Yung, yeah, cello is the smaller one. Yung bass, yung malaking-malaki. There's one that's smaller than cello, right? Oh, yun na ba yung maliit? Dalawa lang ba?
Violin.
Hindi, oh, okay, yun eh. Violin na iniisip ko. Yung sa leeg eh. Ito yung nakatungkod. Yung nakatayo.
I don't know if there. I can't think of anything else.
Oh, maybe dalawa lang. The cello maybe. And the bass.
Maybe. Diba?
Cello yung smaller one.
Yeah.
Wait.
And that has a very sweet sound.
Mm-mm.
And then bass, yun yung very, ano ba, boom, 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 boom.
That's the boom, one you're saying.
Yung, oo, yung nakatungkod na dyan. Yung kay Sting. Sting can actually play that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In one of his videos, Russians, I think, or basta one of them, or Every Breath You Take, nagbe-bass siya.
You know what amazes me? Musicians, even though they're known for playing one instrument, can usually play multiple.
Yes.
Like, if you're into instruments, chances are you play more than one. I have a friend. She plays, like, a lot of different instruments, like guitar. She also plays the... Yung, ano yung kay Stevie Wonder? The harmonica. She has that other... Basta yung mga kung anong instrument. Tapos yun yung trip niya talaga in life. Like, she plays all sorts.
And I think it's more like you're a music fan.
Yeah.
Kasi if you're a music fan talaga, once you learn one, you wanna learn another. You wanna learn another. Kasi iba talaga, it's very instrument-based.
True.
You fall in love with one instrument. Pero if you're like a musician talaga, you get fascinated na, okay, marunong na akong mag-gitara, gusto ko naman mag... flute.
Uh-oh.
Gusto ko naman mag-drums.
That's amazing,
gusto ko naman yung mga
like
musicians talaga
And I feel like it's, yung parang innate.
Yeah.
Sa kanila na...
Diba yung yung napag-usapan natin before si Jacob Collier, diba? Yung, siya talaga, like, a genius.
Mm.
A musical genius. And meron siyang video, gumawa siya ng song. He was surrounded by a circle of instruments. Tapos he was just jumping from one instrument to the other for the entire song.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So tutugtog siya sa guitar, biglang mag-drum siya, biglang magpa-piano siya, biglang mag... Yung, like, this guy is just
a genius!
You know what surprised me? I was on TikTok and then there was this TikTok of Kuya Will, si Willie Revillame.
Oh, okay.
Playing the drums. And then, like, I looked at the comments and people were like, oh, I didn't know, like, he could play. And then a lot of the people were commenting... Drummer siya talaga before he became a host.
Mm.
And I didn't know that.
Right.
Drummer pala talaga siya. Like,
I didn't know that
from a band?
Apparently. Whoa. Like, he's a musician.
I guess.
So, I mean, I'm sure he hasn't been playing, like, with a band in a while because he's busy with, like, hosting and other stuff.
Siguro
pero
before he got into that,
Yeah, if you're... Apparently, ano ba yung nabasa kong comment? Pero he used to play with Sina Randy Santiago.
Parang
ganun.
Okay.
So he was really a drummer.
Right.
So I had no idea. Pero ang galing. Kasi when I saw it on TikTok, I was like, oh wow, he can play.
Mm-hmm.
So you apparently. Ganun,
you can't unlearn eh.
Yun, oh, yeah. Like riding a bike, I guess.
Okay. And, and speaking of, like, playing instruments and musicians, happy birthday to Graham Cagle. Yeah, one of our previous guests.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Diba?
Would have been nice if you didn't say anything. I mean, hindi ko natin siya.
What?
Yung parang, hindi, parang bigla lang kami tumahimik, no?
Happy birthday kasi!
Happy birthday, Graham!
So, yeah.
May speaking of pa, gusto lang
natin. Ano yung... Ano ba mga piniplay na music ni Graham? I mean, instruments.
Guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Strumming my pain with a finger.
Okay.
Diba? Yeah. Guitar. So,
he's very musically inclined, obviously, kasi diba yung YouTube channel niya.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Singing eh. Uh-oh. So, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to our previous, previous guest. And number 9.
Parang ang dahil paliwanag.
Oh, babati
lang naman.
Paliwanag.
Parang, what's that called? Parang guilty siya of something. Pero hindi natin alam kung ano.
And moving on, number 9 from the Super Malice Guy. My non-negotiable... Ang away namin, away lang namin. Bawal i-involve ang ibang tao, lalo na ang parents. Not because, obviously they're close. It's just that, syempre, pag pumasok na ang parents, syempre, yung parents mo sa'yo kakampi, parents ko sa akin kakampi. I mean, every now and then, you'll find people na kumampi dun sa asawa, di ba? Pero more often than not, it's just going to be like a... you know, dadami lang yung nag-aaway.
Yeah.
Kasi ang mangyayari, sasali yung parents mo, sasali yung parents ko. Pati yung parents natin mag-aaway. Where will that lead us? So, make it a rule, if we're having a problem, make it between the two of us.
Huwag nang lalabas.
Wag mo, even yung friends, huwag na natin isama yung parents, friends, common whatever. Kasi gugulo lang eh. Haba lang yung, ano, yung kwento.
I feel like that's a common thing. And now I'm thinking, what if, or let's say, what if you're in a relationship with someone who's famous online?
Oh.
I wonder if kasama sa kanila yung non-negotiable would be, you know, whenever we fight, you don't put it on the internet.
Oh.
But what if it's such a big part of
kasi
your life?
Kasi nowadays, parang...
Wala na
and
eh.
Even non-famous people...
Oh my God,
parang,
yes.
It's just...
As in parang...
Behavior na siya eh, ng culture natin.
There are people like that talaga. Alam mo yung minsan parang... kulang na lang pati pag-ihi nila, i-post nila sa... Yung
true.
Bawat kibot, alam ko lahat ng nangyayari sa buhay nila. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you're not particularly interested, but like, you see it, yeah, I tend to unfollow pag ganun masyado. Yeah. Kasi parang, why am I even reading this stuff? Like, what? Yun, yung parang, tas minsan, like, lahat ng... I mean, of course you can do this, pero nawiwirduhan lang ako. Yung parang, halos lahat ng prayer nila nakapost sa social media.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You know, of course, you can do it. It's like, you know, maybe you want other people
it's
to pray
expression.
With you.
Yeah.
It's your expression. But at the same time, yung parang, hindi naman to simbahan or wala naman
yeah.
dito si...
I've never seen people...
Oh my God, people like legit prayer on their face.
Ako, mas nakikita ko yung prayer na, alam mo yung parang,
yung
like
parang,
a meme.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That I get. Kasi obviously,
personal.
They get it and then they repost it lang. But I've never actually experienced an actual prayer na tinype nila.
I see it.
Na parang, Dear Lord, sana ganito.
Oh,
sana
yun, ganyan. Yeah.
Oh. You mean with personal stuff?
Yeah, with personal stuff. Kaya nga parang I'm like, whoa. Parang alam mo yun, it's a little strange. And I don't think they do that. I don't know if they do it for attention or maybe...
Or parang alam mo
out
yun.
Out of
yung,
habit?
Alam mo yung parang very the secret. Yung baka if you post it out there, you're like throwing
maybe.
It into the universe.
Maybe.
And mas nafo-focus yung energies mo into like, I guess, making the whatever your prayer is to make it come true.
I guess.
I don't know, I guess. I'm just guessing because I wouldn't do that. But
same.
Siguro not so much as a prayer, but more like, kunyari, your aspirations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diba, uso-uso ngayon yung manifestation na ito yung gusto kong mangyari, gusto kong mapasok sa ganitong school, or gusto I wanna get this job. Then yeah, I would post it.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, it's like a prayer. Hindi mo lang siya structure as a prayer. Diba? Ginawa mo lang siya. Someday, I hope to do this. Number 8, coming from not Isidro. My non-negotiable, once you decide to leave me, it's really over. Even if you change your mind and you decide you want to have me back. Yung parang sa kanya yung, how could you decide to leave me? That must really be like done. Kasi sa siguro, hindi siya ganon.
Yung parang,
it can get bad, but I will never get to that point na I will just leave you. Unless, ayoko na talaga.
So, walang bawian.
Walang bawian. May mga kilala ko na ganon. May mga, ako kasi parang it's not a rule of mine. It's just that the way I'm built, if I say no, siguro ang tagal na kitang pinaglaban.
Right.
So, when I finally say no, it's not because it's a rule of mine, pero hindi ko na talaga kaya bumalik.
That's just how you are.
That's just
how
I
you're
am.
Built.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not because
see it through the
I rule ko yan pag humindi na ako, ayoko na. Hindi naman. Even if I tried, malamang ayoko na talaga. Kasi ang tagal ko mag... You know me, I'm a very patient person. So, if I love you, I would probably go through hell and back to make it work. So, if I'm the one who already says, ayoko na. I'm probably
talaga.
Super done. I am super done. Even with friends, even with loved ones, even with... May ganun ako. Like, I will be super patient with you. But when I'm done, I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people who are like Chico, na ganyan. Yung parang pag sinabi na nila na, that's it.
Oh,
kasi I have a feeling medyo ano pa ako eh. I'm a little more flexible.
Hindi ko kasi basta-basta sasabihin nila. Kasi some people, di ba, parang like, ayaw na, break na tayo. Like, oh, sorry na.
Kasi I can't be that person. Oh, which is why I can't say na. Pag sinabi ko, I'm done, I'm done. Kasi, yeah, parang pwede I changed my mind.
Diba? Ako kasi I don't take those things very lightly. Like, right. I'm not going to say, ayoko na, break na tayo. Hindi ako ganon. Like, I would be like, what? What are you talking about? Let's work this out. I'm that kind of person.
Okay.
So, tas paulit-ulit. And mahaba ang PC ko. And like, I would be like, very patient with you. If I love you, if I love you. But, meron talagang, I'm such a threshold person. Mm. If I reach right. that threshold, grabe na siguro talaga. Kasi my threshold is like an ocean. So,
medyo sobra-sobra na.
Bingo ka na talaga.
Actually,
naabot ko yung threshold ko.
Medyo similar kami ni Chico. Like, I never really say na, break na tayo. Yung, you know, like, kunwari,
you
when
don't
you're
act
younger,
on impulse.
Uh-oh.
Na paggalit na galit ka, biglang pa, ayaw na. Uh-oh.
Like, just a side of, let's say, complication or hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Pero syempre, if I love somebody, I would want to work things out.
Right.
And not just escape.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ako, I'm such a warrior when it comes to love. Like, I will
not
really...
Not soldier of...
No, I really will. Like, I will fight for you if I love you. And I will... It's not beyond me to not have any pride. You know, I'll be like the one na, let's fix this, please. You know?
Yeah.
So, mahirap talaga pag ako na yung...
Na-give up.
Lagi ko ang sinasabi na, kunwari I get into a relationship, I'm like, you're stuck with me.
Yeah.
As in, I will, ganun na kasi ako eh. Yung parang, you know, even if let's say we do have like hard times, parang hindi ko, never ko naisip na parang,
Yoko na.
You're like gum.
Yeah.
Mm. You're hard to get rid of. Very Greta.
Yeah.
Very Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yes. Mm. Oh,
Greta.
You're stuck with me.
Ang funny lang na si Chloe Grace Moretz yung nagsabi no na, I'm like gum.
I
tend to stick around. Pero ang naging stalker, si Greta.
Si Greta. Alam mo, feeling ko that kind of gave Greta some confidence. Or alam mo yun, yung parang some permission.
Or parang, ah, gum ka pala. Pwes ako.
My
cemento.
Cemento.
Hindi kasi, tawan-tawa ako. The first time you were asking me to watch Greta, and you told me na ano, Chloe Moretz, I immediately assumed Chloe was the one who will get like all clingy
stalkery,
and everything. And stalkery. Kasi FYI, tawan-tawa ako ever since kay Chloe Moretz because my mom is Kapampangan. And Moret is like loka-loka in Kapampangan. Kaya the first time I heard of Chloe Moretz, natatawa na ako na, ay, Moret.
Parang, Moret. It's parang perfect kung siya yung stalker.
Kung siya yung stalker, kasi naging Moret.
Hindi, siya yung in-stalk ni Isabel Huppert.
And number 7 from Losiento, kung ano ang naunang commitment, yun ang lakad. Hindi yung laging jowa ang priority. So, kunyari, barkada tayo, tapos gumawa na tayo ng lakad. Bilang may jowa goes, Oli ka, mag-ano tayo, mag-date tayo. I'll be like, ay, sorry guys, you know, something came up. Dapat, kung ano yung nauna, yun ang commitment.
I used to be the opposite. Pagka, kunyari, may date kami nung boyfriend ko, tapos biglang may lakad yung barkada.
You would go with the barkada?
Oo. Parang, I'd be like, babe.
Yun ang priority.
Can we just see each other? Hindi, kasi parang for me din, it's easier to set a date with your significant other because it's just one person.
Mm.
Or, you know, one-on-one lang kayo eh. As opposed to a whole group na pag mag-hangout kayo, syempre, parang not everybody's available at the same time. So when you find that available date, parang you want to make yourself available.
Sa akin siguro, it would be like, it's open for discussion. I mean, tell me why. Parang ganun. Kunyari, parang, you know what, I know na una tayo, but it's so hard to get this group together. And this is the only date that we could find the common.
Yeah.
Then I'd be, okay, sige.
E paano kung hindi
pero,
naman...
Hindi pwedeng priority. Ikaw kasi ginagawa mong priority. Laging, basta
lagi.
May friends, una ang friends. Ayoko nung ganon.
Siguro for kasi, me, when I was younger, siguro kahit naman now, I would probably still be the same.
Yeah.
No, just for me, kasi parang, you're my significant other. It's not like I'm gonna flirt with any of my friends. We have nothing to worry about. And you can pick me up after.
And sa akin kasi it's more like, oh, kita mo, nagpasundo ka pa. Walang kwenta to.
I'll make it worth your while.
Hindi kasi ako, parang my ano would be like, exactly, I'm your significant other. And it's not like I'm asking you to prioritize me na nauna yung barkada. Babe, I'm like, gumawa na tayo ng plan.
Babe, this isn't a competition.
Alam mo, ito na lang eh. Ito yung takeaway ko dito eh.
Ano?
Buti na lang, hindi magiging tayo.
Zero chance in hell.
Zero chance. So, okay lang na we agree to disagree. Kasi hindi naman magiging tayo. Eh.
Imposible. So,
let's just say, it's a stretch.
So, sa sama loob mo as a significant other kapag ganoon?
I would. Pag automatic.
What if you already, like, let's say you already live together?
Hindi kasi sa akin, parang it's more like, no, it shouldn't be set in stone.
Okay.
I would feel like crap, you know, na
yeah.
It doesn't matter what we plan because I'm your jowa and we can always reschedule. I mean, for me, it's like a, alam mo yung slowly it will chip away at something, eh, my self-worth.
Mauubos ka.
Oh,
because
parang what am I?
Galito.
What's my value to me?
Alam mo kung bakit? Grabe yung, mauubos.
Oh, tsaka yung may eye contact.
Mauubos ka talaga. May pandidilat na nangyari, guys. Gulat ako.
No, because that is true. It's kind of like, you know, your love tank will run empty. Your understanding will run empty.
Tsaka hindi pwedeng all the time.
Yeah, and it just means, well, it may be because, like, you know, I experienced this firsthand. But parang I kind of felt that they're not respecting my time.
Mm-mm.
Na parang oks lang.
Tsaka sa akin, kahit 50-50, G. Mm. Yung some days, sila yung mauuna, tas ako ipaprioritize mo. Uh-huh. Or sometimes, ako yung mauuna, tas sila ipaprioritize. That's fine.
Sa akin,
I can work with that.
Yeah.
Basta kailangan, I get at least 50%.
And it depends on the gravity of the situation. Like, kunwari, you're planning a trip, tas bilang ba-back out kasi may something kayo with a barkada or you just don't feel like it. Compared to, you're just going out for dinner.
Right.
Doon ka magka-cancel.
Oo, totoo. Oh,
iba-iba naman talaga. Oh,
depende. Tsaka sa akin, ano, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Dapat,
yeah.
Hindi pwedeng automatic. Hindi pwedeng laging sila yung priority.
Pero alam mo, ang hirap din na. Parang there was one time na we had a party of some sort. Parang supposedly staycation siya with my barkada.
Mm.
But then, my boyfriend wanted to see me or something, but we also had plans or whatever. So, ang nangyari, I was like, okay, so I'll just go to this. Let's push our date a little later. Pero like, G pa rin naman. So, I didn't cancel on either. Pumunta ako dun sa barkada thing, you know, stay there for a little bit. And then my boyfriend picked me up, said hello to my friends, you know, stayed for a little bit. And then we left together. Pero alam mo yung parang nabitin ako both ways.
Oh, yung, for me, that's fine. Gets.
Kasi
pero,
parang bitin ako dun sa friend hang. Bitin din yung hang namin.
Binitin.
Hindi naman, to be fair, never.
Oh, tapos ka na?
Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Hindi.
Huwag ka na lang kasi mag-talk.
Di naman. To be fair, never.
Alam mo, dapat yun ay standard natin. When we start talking about something na medyo nagsisi tayo.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Okay na yun eh.
Hindi, nabitin lang ako dun sa ano. Dun sa, kasi usually when you'd go out with your significant other, di ba? Parang, ano yan eh? Parang may stages yan eh.
Right, right.
Yung stage one, magsusunduan kayo, tapos usap, catch up, ganyan, on how was your day, blah, blah, blah. Stage two, yung parang, you know, some action, like, momol na kayo or whatever. Tapos yung stage three, yung post-momol, ano nyo?
Yung, interaction.
Interaction.
Pero for me kasi, win-win na yun, yung ginawa mo.
At least lahat na
ako din, satisfied. I would feel fulfilled.
I mean, kahit let's say 50% lang ang nagawa mo sa barkada, 50% lang doon sa ano. At least pareho mong napagbigyan.
That's tapos true. Nagkita pa yung barkada mo.
Ah,
oh,
may short ano pa sila.
Never ka, hindi nagkaroon ng party na that felt jilted.
Right.
So for me, that's still a win-win. So
yeah.
I'll go for that. Number 6 from Juice Blank and Arch Aguilar. Case-to-case basis ang priorities, pero yung 6 to 10, Monday to Friday. Naka-headset ako, Pwede tayo mag-usap, pero sign language.
Sign language.
Eh, dapat talaga priority mo yan.
Of course!
6 to 10, Monday
Duh.
To Friday.
Or mga 8.
Kasi or mga 8.
May mga days na parang mga 8.
8-ish. Oh. Number 5 from C. Antithesis. My non-negotiable, no tumakalat and patakam, guys. I don't like the competition. Masakit sa ulo. Give me the shy guys anytime. Yung parang, you know...
Ayoko na lang ulit mag-talk.
Yeah.
No, I actually like shy guys.
Mm-mm. Hindi, or siguro ano, or siguro yung marunong mag-stages, di ba? Na parang, siguro pag single sila, pwedeng patakam. Pero pag kayo na...
Oh,
parang
kayo.
Siguro ano lang ng konti yung konting control,
konting lilo. But you know what I like about shy guys, kasi masusurprise ka minsan na biglang they're like also like easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just shy, they just look shy,
kumbaga they're growers.
They grow on you.
They grow on you. Uh-huh. They don't show you their full potential yet.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
And they're very, ano, yung, alam mo yung parang, ano, maginoo, pero medyo bastos. Diba? Yeah. Medyo may
or ganun. Actually, hindi, more of like in a, I'm thinking more of in a social situation. Like, I would be so anxious that, let's say, I brought them at a party.
Okay.
Tas biglang ox pala sila.
Right.
Yung parang,
right.
They're not awkward. Yung
yeah.
Ganun.
Oo.
Yung magugulat kaya, that's what I like.
That's true. And, number 4, my non-negotiable, pag bad kisser, bad lover. Kaya kung hindi marunong humalik, bye. Kasi a lot of people feel, ano ha, like parang, hindi naman yun yung main act, pero yeah, I have to agree. Because for me, more than the other, like, acts of intimacy, kissing is, if you use the word intimacy ha, maraming mas, like, hello, obviously. Pero kissing talaga is like, so important. Kasi dun mo nararamdaman yung parang, the joining of souls.
Yeah.
Yung,
exchange of saliva.
Hindi. Kasi parang, I don't know. There's something about kissing na...
Yeah, I agree.
Paramount talaga. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the other parts, yung climax.
Yeah.
Mo, diba? Pero yung kissing, it's not just appetizer. For me, it's like main course 1, main course 2, main course 3.
Yeah.
You have to be a good kisser.
Ako, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Which is
but
why...
But not just? Are you
not
saying?
Just,
no,
of course.
Ako, ano, which is why I'm scared. Kasi I've never had a bad kisser or a bad lover.
Yeah.
So, alam yung parang...
You're bound to
encounter. If we go by the numbers, mauubos sila. Yeah, parang baka ano, baka yung next biglang.
Hindi kasi diba? Ano, like for me. There's nothing that like super annoys me than let's say if I'm watching a movie, I love the two leads. Tapos yung parang may build up sila to like a romance.
Mm.
And you're like, oh my gosh, ano mag-. That's finally the climax of the whole like teasing and will they be together is a kiss. Tapos yung parang like, eh?
Yeah.
Alam mo yung, it's not a bad kiss but you can't feel anything. Kasi
right.
Meron yung those classic movies na talagang finally nag-kiss yung bida and you're swooning and para kang uminom ng alcohol because you feel so heady because it was so romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those na yung parang like, what? That's the kiss? That's what I've been waiting for? And sobrang bitin ka?
Do you remember having a bad kiss?
Yun nga ako, I've never.
Ako isa. In first year college,
yung alam mo yung parang, wait lang, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero like yung lips niya parang nasa baba ko na. like I don't know why. Parang I'm
either,
up here.
Either bad aim siya, na nasa baba mo siya actually, or ang laki ng bibig niya.
Yeah, I think it's the second one.
Na umabot hanggang baba yung lower.
I think it's the second one. Yung parang...
Sino ba yung kakis mo?
Ito ba yung ano?
Si Steven
wait,
Tyler?
Wait. Ito ba yung parang foot? Ha? Huh? Yung mukhang... Oh.
Grabe naman yun.
Yung talaga yung description. Kasi
Sabi niya yun daw.
Ayun nga, yung alam mo yung tipong mala Steven Tyler, Mick Jagger, na yung mala yung malaki yung bibig.
Medyo malaki yung bibig. So parang, yeah, and I was so confused kasi alam mo yung parang yung sa akin, hindi na gumagalaw.
Parang naano, nakain na yung buong bottom part ng
face. Ako lang kasi, I guess my first kiss was really, it felt very clinical. Yung parang my very, very first kiss. So I was like, hoy, ito yung kanyang front teeth. Oh.
Are you a dentist?
And I did realize, I think I was parang, ito yung dila, ito yung lips. Yung parang it became a very clinical thing.
Okay, how do you like your kisses? What do you consider a good kiss?
Alam mo, it's, I don't have a very literal description. Pero if I feel that you're really into it, into me, and you feel it in the kiss. Sabi nga nung kanta ni Cher, it's in his kiss.
I like the build-up.
Diba? Mm. Yung parang, sa akin kasi it's the feeling eh. Pwedeng ganun. Pwedeng may build-up, pwedeng yung wild and passionate. Uh-huh. But, I have to feel that feel na feel mo.
Do you, like, you know what?
Ayoko
nung
very
Chico
clinical
na parang,
okay, I'm kissing you.
I agree with Chico na parang you can't pinpoint. But I do have a favorite kind of kiss.
Yes.
It's when they're smiling.
Right?
Well, as in yung, alam mo yung kunwari, nagkikiss kits, biglang magsismile siya.
Naramdaman ka ba?
Okay!
Diba? Have you ever experienced that? Yung bigla sila magsismile. It's because they're enjoying or like, you know, they
I'll one up you.
Oh.
Kami nga, nakalagit na anang halikan, natawa siya eh.
Parang ayoko naman yata.
Humagalpak siya eh.
Pero ano, like, okay, anong gusto nyo? Do you like it when they cup your face while they kiss you? They touch the back of your head? They, I don't know.
You know
pull
how?
You, pull you hard.
Alam
like,
mo yung
pull you
sa
closer.
Likod ng ears?
Oo.
Yung ganon.
Eh, para ka naman teacup.
Hindi. No, their whole hand. Not...
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my hand.
No, they're not holding your ears. They're like their whole hand. Yung parang medyo nasa batok mo or something.
Parang neck, batok, ear.
Yes, ganon.
Yeah, I get it.
Ako, I love being kissed when my back is against the wall.
Oh.
My back is against the wall and then they kind of like yung parang inano nila ako yung there's nowhere for me to go. Tapos they put their
yes,
arm on
like
the, up on the
kiss.
Wall and then you're like being kissed and you're like alam mo yung parang you can't really move except your mouth and that is so hot. Oh my god.
Ako
so
siguro
hot.
Ano, kailangan talaga like alam mo yung parang you're so close together, every part of you. Mm. Yung dikit na dikit kayo. You know, it's almost as if kung pwede lang kayo mag-phase into each other. You know? Yun.
Later like pa yun.
Not just! Hindi kasi I find it so weird pag yung nagkikiss kayo. Parang kayong ibon. Yung
ulo to ulo lang.
Ulo
to
ulo lang. Yung parang it has to be like... It has to be like a...
Like you can feel their body.
A tight hug. Uh-huh. And yeah. You know? And
yes.
Yeah. I love that.
Ano ba yan ang aga?
Aga naman.
Kuya Albert, patasin yung aircon. Nag-iinit po dito sa booth.
Parang na-accord ako na tinawag mo si Kuya.
Hindi para sa kiss, para sa aircon. Number 4 from Camille. Yeah, that was Camilo. Number 3 from Chinito Ken and Antithesis. My non-negotiable, taking care of your health. Not because I need you to be buff ha, or to have abs or something like that. I just need that you have a consistent workout, eating healthy, because gusto ko matagal tayong magkakasama sa buhay. Like, I need you to be healthy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not batak, but I need you to be healthy. Because if I love you, I want us to last long, to love each other more.
Yeah.
Number 2 from Memski. My non-negotiable, Tatlo lang ang hindi ko ipapahiram. Jowa ko, toothbrush ko, at clarinet ko.
Have you ever shared a toothbrush?
No.
With a significant other?
Oh, with a significant other? Yeah.
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 Significant other. Like, yung super extreme situations.
Yeah.
Oh,
only because parang, basta ganon. Yung, alam mo yung inexhaust naman namin yung
everything that we can
to find another one. Pero talagang wala. And kasi naman hindi ka mag-brush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pero ano lang, super...
Ako
siguro twice. Yung... Kunwari, like you're traveling, tapos biglang sobrang wala na talaga.
Yung talagang pumunta ka na sa convenience store, nagtanong ka na sa resort, ikaw talagang wala. Parang, sige. Not a biggie for me. It's not a super gross thing. Like, I can do that.
Yeah.
And the top, my non-negotiable, comes from Your Cup of Tino.
Your Cup of Tino says,
my love language is acts of service. That being said, ayoko nang inuutusan or minamandohan. Kasi may kusa naman ako.
Oh, I agree.
Like, don't tell me what to do for you because I will do it. I will do it. And I feel like parang a little insulted if you feel like you need to tell me how to treat you because I know how to treat you right.
And I feel like the magic will, alam mo yun, parang it'll be gone pag inutos-utusan mo ko. Kasi diba?
And lalo na pag hindi literal na utos. Kasi gets ko pa yung parang, can you do this for me? Not that, but more like, lalo na we like, when they tell you how to treat them, parang you feel like, that's my specialty.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me how to do that? I kind of get it. But at the same time, pwede rin kasing difference in perception.
True.
Maybe in your head, you're treating them perfectly the way they need to be treated.
But for them, kulang
pa. So that's a problem.
That's why I feel like with those kinds of people, it's extra insulting when... Remember when we talked about yung kunwari, you're with their ex. Tapos sasabihin nila,
their ex. Oh, yeah.
Yung kunwari, wag mong gagawin yan ah, kasi...
Ayaw nila yan.
I think it's extra insulting because you're like, I know.
True.
Diba? I'm the significant other now. But you think on a logical level, you do understand it because they've been together longer. Parang feeling ko lang, bad form, hindi mo na kailangan sabihin yun.
I mean, yeah.
Given na yun eh. Kunyari, they've been together for 5 years. Tapos kayo, let's say, you've been going out for a month. Siyempre, they're going to know more. Pero parang konting delikadesa naman, diba?
You don't have to say it.
You don't have to say it.
Oh my God. I wouldn't know kung anong gagawin ko if ever
somebody told you.
Kakalmuhin.
Oh my God.
Tsaka parang hindi tayo close.
Yeah. Siguro, I would probably just like stare at them.
Yeah. Like, okay. Noted. Parang,
or look them up from head to toe.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. Just, not a good thing. So there you go. The top 10. My non-negotiable. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Non-Negotiable in all your tweets.
And watch out. We'll do, freaky, geeky, cheeky, and we'll talk about the Oscar nominations.
So excited.
Bright Wednesday and Monster RX93.1. Artful Dodger featuring Melanie Blatt with 24/7. We want to say good morning to Jacqueline Chua. Good morning. Also, shout out to the Blooms out there from Jacqueline. Good morning, Archie. And Archie says, happy birthday again to Graham Cagle. Guest ka naman ulit sa show, says Archie. Why not? It's been a while, right?
Oh, always welcome. Always welcome.
Hello to Angel Lazaro. And good morning to Annie. To DJ Apura. Maybe. Hello to Annie, who says hi to Engelbert as well. Oh, yun, nagbatian silang dalawa doon. Good morning to both of you. And hello to Renz. Happy Riot Wednesday. Don't forget the Monster text line. If you want to send us your shout-outs, your requests, you're welcome as well. 0961-1367-931 via Viber or Telegram. Also saying good morning to Scientifices, to BC, Tejada, who tells me law of averages, Hazel Hottie. I know, that's what I'm afraid of. Just a bad kisses. Because I've never had a bad kisser. I've never had a bad lover. I've never had a small... minded person.
Person, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. So, alam mo yun, parang, oh no, I'm scared. Hopefully, hindi naman. Hello to 7070 and 7070. Parang may
7070.
7070. May convicted. Este, conviction lang yung pagkakasabi ni Rica G kanina. I know, right? I felt it. Good morning to ODH, to Milky Bear, to Butter Baby, who enjoyed that FBSB song we played earlier. You're welcome. Legal Millennial says, good morning, Antoinette. You, Juice Blank, Simply Nudge, and Archer Aguilar. Good morning to Call Me RV. What's up? Thank you for tuning in. Jamie and Peachy. More shout-outs later on. Don't forget to tweet us at RX931 or text us. I gave you the number earlier, but wait up for our... freaky, geeky, cheeky for all the movie geeks out there. We'll talk about the Oscar nod. Bright Weinstein Monster RX93.1. Jenny from the Block from 2002. J-Lo featuring Jadakiss and Styles. And J-Lo, would you believe, says it hurts to be a Hollywood underdog and not be included.
Oh.
She said it in an interview. She said that she feels like she was always crapping from the bottom. Like, she also said that it's like 20, 25 years of people going, well, she's not that great. She's pretty and she makes cute music, but it's not really this and that. And she also says she thinks she's done some nice work over the years, but, you know, it's like there's a club that she's not a part of.
No, I get it. I'm pretty sure. I think she gets it more than others.
She says there is an inner circle. It hurts to not be included. I don't know if I will ever be. We are the group. There's an inner circle. Like, we are the great artists. And then there's the pop artists.
Yeah.
So that's how she feels about it. I mean, I love her music.
And I've heard people dismiss her like that.
Yeah. Like, that's, she's not a real singer.
And she's not a real actor.
Right.
So she's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Like, they always... Yung ganun na yun. Parang, yeah, your movies make some money. Yeah, you make albums and songs that sell. But you're not an artist. I get that she gets that a lot. And I bristle for her because, you know, I'm like, why is pop...
Any less.
You know, yeah. it's a form of expression. It's a form of music. I mean, I get it.
No, because even in the pop world, like, you have the Madonnas and the Michael Jacksons, you know? And then, I guess even there's still a little bit of a discrimination.
Yeah, because for example, to Madonna, she's not a strong singer. She knows
she
it.
She is an artist.
She's not a strong vocalist, but people would praise her output because of, you know, it's ahead of its time, it's inventive.
No, and
fresh.
I don't think anyone would question her being an artist just
her
because of
artist.
Like the production value she brings, the thought process, and like even her music videos are all super well thought out.
Si J-Lo lang kasi siguro. I'm just trying to, kasi ako, I love her. Don't get me wrong, I love her. Pero wala siyang, like, for example, Whitney Houston. She's been criticized for not making her own music.
Right.
But you cannot touch her vocal skills.
Yeah.
She is in a class of her own.
True.
And then there's Madonna, who's like, okay, her vocal skills aren't that great, but she writes her own songs.
Yeah.
Parang meron kang strength that's like above and beyond everything else.
Pero parang with J-Lo, she does everything well.
Parang everything is just at a 7 and an 8.
But, which is great because she can dabble, you know.
She can dance. She can act.
Yeah.
She can sing. She can...
she can perform, most definitely.
But never a 10.
Yeah. But the thing with J-Lo is I look at her as a performer, generally. Just
entertainer.
A performer.
Yeah.
An entertainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a businesswoman. We all
obviously
know she's, you know, she's,
I mean,
made a lot of coin.
When people say that she's making some money in her projects and stuff, that's still millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But I get it. I mean, yeah. I would probably be
like,
as
for
frustrated
example,
as her. Na parang, what do I have to do to get some respect?
That's true. It's like nobody will dare to compare her to Beyonce.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, she does the same thing. She acts, she sings, she dances,
yeah,
she performs. But like, parang magkaiba yung category, yeah, na lang. And yeah, I guess to most people. So kasi, I like, kind of feel for her also.
Vocally, you cannot compare her to Beyonce. Not by a mile. Dancing, yeah, they're pretty much on the same level. Acting, I would say they're on the same level.
I would say J-Lo is better.
Baka nga better pa nga. Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
So yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, bakit yung isa lamang sa isa, yung isa lamang dun sa kabila, bakit mas mataas yung isa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do get that.
So, well,
I feel for her.
Yeah, but she's happy with her love life. Oh, yeah. With all that, you know, all that other stuff. So, okay na yun, J-Lo, bigay mo na sa kanila. J-Lo ka naman eh.
Her love life, no, it's like such a throwback.
Right? It is. Speaking of love life, is Adele engaged? There are like rumors.
Ooh, to who?
With all the rumors pa.
Yeah.
Because remember?
Yeah. What?
May mga rumors na parang they're a little bit on the rocks.
Yun nga. Tapos biglang now the engaged? Rumor is engaged.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out more, I guess. But
Freaky. Geeky. Cheeky.
Monster RX 93.1 for the movie geeks out there. The Oscar noms for 2022 are out, and The Power of the Dog led with 12 nominations. Denzel Washington became the most nominated black actor in history after being nominated for Best Actor for his performance in The Tragedy of Macbeth. And Lin-Manuel Miranda was nominated for the song Dos Oruguitas from Disney's Encanto. This brings Miranda one step closer to potentially becoming a member of the elite EGOT group. Of course, stars who have won Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards. So here are the nominees for the most popular categories.
Okay.
For Best Picture, Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. That's a lot.
That's a lot. They can nominate up to 10.
Oh, but wow.
They will not. They can nominate up to 10, but not necessarily 10.
Well,
so the past years, minsan 8 lang.
Ito talaga na maximize. Because we have 10 this year. Now, for actress in a supporting role, Jessie Buckley for The Lost Daughter, Ariana DeBose for West Side Story, Judi Dench for Belfast, Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog, Anjanue Ellis for King Richard, actor in a supporting role, Kieran Hines.
Yeah, that's how they say it.
Belfast, Troy Kotsur, Coda, Jesse Plemons with The Power of the Dog, J.K. Simmons being the Ricardos, and Cody Smith McPhee with The Power of the Dog. Let's see. Original song, King Richard, Encanto, Belfast, No Time to Die. So Billie Eilish, I think, is there. Four Good Days as well. For actor in a leading role, here we go. Javier Bardem for being the Ricardos. Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog. Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. Will Smith for King Richard. And Denzel Washington, like we said earlier, for The Tragedy of Macbeth. Actress in a leading role, Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter. Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers. Nicole Kidman for being the Ricardos. And Kristen Stewart for Spencer!
You know, that's a very interesting nomination. Because Kristen Stewart was the front runner leading into the award season.
Yeah.
Tapos, paglabas na ng mga awards, so many key awards snubbed her. Like the SAG Awards, the BAFTAs, some of the Critics Awards didn't even nominate her.
And they were saying that overtake na siya ni Olivia Colman as a front runner.
So not just a front runner, huh? Like now it's so weird. You go from front runner to like a surprise nominee. So now many consider her nomination a surprise because they were already thinking hindi na siya manonominate.
Yeah.
And so it's so weird. It's a weird.
Imagine if she wins.
Trajectory for her.
Diba?
Pero sabi nila, it's a toss-up between Olivia Colman and Nicole Kidman. And here's another one. The biggest snub of all. Lady Gaga was not
nominated.
For House of Gucci. And she was, they were saying, of all the actors, male or female, she was the one who worked the circuit the most. She was working it. She was really working it. And she didn't get nominated for a second time. And another big... You should be happy about this. One of the... And also Jared Leto.
for House of Gucci.
Because
he was nominated for the...
So many other awards.
For the Razzies.
Yes, yes. Which is weird.
Which is like the worst. The worst of the best. The worst.
And then, surprise you, kay Judi Dench. Because the supporting actress who was nominated for all the other awards was actually... Remember I was telling you about it? Katrina Balfe?
Uh-huh.
And Jamie Dornan also was snubbed. Sabi nga nila, they went for the older couple. Kasi ang grandmother, grandfather sa movie, si Kieran Hines and si Judi Dench. Yung younger couple, si Katrina and Jamie, sila yung actually front runners. Tapos now they're not nominated and they nominated the grannies and the grandpa.
Interesting choice.
Parang they opted for the older actors. Yeah. Nandun yung bias nung Academy. And also...
Best director, I didn't read it.
Best director, the big snub is Denis Villeneuve for Dune. Because Dune has so many nominations.
Second,
Power of the Dog.
The Power of the Dog.
Ayun. Pero you don't nominate the director? So what? Did the movie direct itself?
Right? That's so weird.
And for you should be happy about this. One of the biggest surprises. Nobody was talking about her. None of the earlier awards gave her a nomination. And then suddenly she's nominated Jesse Buckley for The Lost Daughter.
Oh.
She came out of nowhere. The younger Olivia Colman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you love this movie.
I did. I really enjoyed it. And I didn't even know her name.
Like, she was not nominated anywhere. Anywhere.
I thought she was really good in the movie.
So this was a big surprise kasi parang like that was out of nowhere.
Sayang din Maggie Gyllenhaal wasn't nominated for The Lost Daughter as Best Director.
Pero there was no talk kasi from the start. Mm-hmm. Ito kasi like ito parang ganun. Like nobody was even not even as an also-ran.
Yeah.
Kasi usually they'd give these are my predictions but these are the dark horses. Not even for a dark horse. She's never mentioned and then suddenly she gets a nomination. And also Jennifer Hudson for Respect. She was not nominated.
Oh, she was snubbed as well.
Yeah, those were the
movie too.
Yeah.
I thought she was great in it.
Ben Affleck, Stars Born. What's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
You know, those were the basically the snubs they were saying. So very interesting. And I'm so super, super sad about Katrina Balfe and Jamie Dornan because you know I haven't seen it but I already love Belfast but I'm super happy of all the nominations I'm super happy that Kristen Stewart was nominated
and there was no other nomination for Spencer.
Yes,
diba?
Actually it's so funny for the best actress race no actress like all the nominees all five nominees all came from movies that were not nominated for Best Picture.
Oo nga, no?
Yeah.
You know what? I wonder if even the snubs are like kind of planned. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Because it's like a
PR move. I wonder.
Na parang, oh, let's leave out blank so that people will talk about it.
No, they can't because this is, you vote eh. It's an election, basically.
Uh-uh.
People vote. The Academy votes. There's no way that they can... If you were nominated, they can't say you weren't nominated and take you out of the list. Either you're nominated or you're not. Diba? So,
it just means you weren't popular with the voters.
And, you know, I'm not a twihard, but I don't know. I'm really super rooting for Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart for both box office and awards. Like, I was devastated when... Because there was a lot of talk now for... The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
That that was Rob Pattinson's best chance of getting a nomination. Mm. Tapos when he was snubbed, I was super sad. So now I'm so happy that Kristen Stewart was nominated.
Yeah.
And real life couple. Jesse Plemons and Kirsten Dunst, who are together in real life, are both nominated. So that's a bit of a record because it's very rare for people who are in a relationship to be nominated in the same year.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Pero parang pag yung isang nanalo. I guess you'll just be... It's a win for both of you.
Well, Jesse kasi was not even really... That's a surprise. A lot of people thought he would not be nominated, but he is. Kirsten Dunst is a bit of a front runner. Although sabi nila,
for supporting,
it's
yeah.
going to be Adriana Bose, Bose, I don't know how to pronounce her name,
uh-huh.
for West Side Story. She's in front runner.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I've heard her name a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. apparently she's so good. I can't wait to watch it.
To watch it.
Yeah.
But there you go. Now you know. So there you go. That's Freaky Geeky Cheeky for you. We'll give you the top 10 in just a little bit.
Freaky Geeky Cheeky.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking our topic senders, Targrod and the Super Malice Guy. Thank you for the topic. Number 10, coming from the Super Malice Guy. Kapag ginarir ko yung pang IG mo, eh, ayusin mo rin yung sa akin. Alam nga naman, ikaw lang ang maganda ang picture.
Di ba yan yung reklamo mo?
Yeah. No, but in fairness, before.
Ay, ngayon, ano na,
yeah.
lumilevel na.
I distinctly remember the very first time we went to Boracay, lagi ko siyang pinapatigil para, oh wait, stop. Tayo ka dyan, picture lang kita. Yung, nainis siya sa akin.
Oo.
Yung parang, ano ba, picture ka ng picture. Yung parang, non-stop, ganyan. Ala, fast forward. Ako na yung, hoy, tama na yung selfie mo. Ayun. Tapos, to be fair, kasi ako, I've always prided myself in being, you know, I have an eye.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to say so myself, I have a good eye when it comes to photography. That's why I got into it. Ano rin siya? Like now, like yeah. I would say, sobrang ganda na ng eye niya for photography. And minsan, mas maganda pa yung shot niya kaysa sa akin. So, yeah, it's something that you, I guess you learn
uh-oh.
Because of how often you do it. So, minsan may mga shots na like, oh, wow, okay, that's really
so, parang
good.
Ano, parang nahigop niya yung ano mo, yung skills.
Like yung when it comes to the how you balance the photo, mm-hmm. yun, ang galing. So, yeah. Pero I do understand it kasi pag kunyari, isa lang yung magaling kumuha. Ganda-ganda ng pictures mo. But who's gonna take a picture of me?
Yeah.
And who's gonna do that for me?
Not
and minsan
fair.
Nga, ano, eh, at the very least, you tell them, yung kunyari yung, oh, ito yung shot ha. O ganyan. Dito ako tatayo. O, wag mo nang galawin. Diyan ka na.
Yeah.
So, and eventually, they'll get the, oh nga no, that's how you do it. That's how you take a photo. Wag ako gitnang-gitna. Lagay mo ako medyo sa side.
Uh-oh.
Lagay mo ako sa medyo ganyan. Or foreground, background, mga ganun. Number 9, coming from Maxim De Winter. When it comes to money, my non-negotiable, as long as hindi ko ginagalaw yung savings, you can't question my spendings.
Yeah. Well, even if you do decide,
it's still like, your.
Yeah.
Or maybe let's say kunwari you guys are married.
Siguro pag ganun kailangan na ng explanation.
Oo, ako
but
ganun.
But at the very least just an explanation.
Kasi ako meron akong nest egg.
Mm.
Yung nest egg, I usually don't touch that.
Yeah.
And if I will touch it, yeah, it will be like upon discussion.
Pwede yung co-hosts mag-touch.
Pero, no. You can't touch this. Total riot. Hindi, pero, alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung the part, yung money that's not part of the nest.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yung parang, I don't need to ask permission to spend that. Because, you know, that's like, yun yung ATM money.
Oh, parang yun yung very, you're very liquid when it comes to that.
Yes.
Do you ever feel na parang, lumalapit ng lumalapit yung nest egg mo. Because that's how I see my money. Kapag kunwari comfortable ako with the ATM, malayo yung nest egg ko. And then obviously, when the money just dwindles down, yung parang feeling ko, nandiyan na yung nest egg ko.
Ito na yung magagalaw.
Yes. Fortunately, yes, it's happened to me many times, pero nagbabounce back.
Yeah.
So, lalapit siya, tapos biglang, magkakaroon ng windfall. So, you know, sana laging ganon. Yung parang, it never got to the point na matatouch ko na siya talaga. Yeah. Pero laging ganon, yung, lapit na. So, bilang, uy, may check.
Uy,
may gig.
Yeah.
O yan, medyo okay ka na naman. Tapos, so, wait. I guess it just vacillates.
Pero can I just tell you, what a big difference being mindful of your spending is compared to pag hindi mo siya iniisip. Diba, remember when I said I would start being more mindful this February.
Right.
I've actually been, I mean, I know it's only day 9 of February, but I've done a good job. I have, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Mm. Tapos parang, kasi ang problema ko ngayon, my TV downstairs is busted.
Okay.
It needs repair. Tapos parang, you know, obviously I called the parang service center. It took like a few days for the tech to visit it. And naiinip na ako. Kasi I only have one working TV now, the one upstairs. So downstairs, naiinis ako na wala akong mapanooran. Kasi I'm a TV girl. I don't like watching from other gadgets. Tapos, umalis na yung repairman. Apparently, it's gonna take even longer. Ganyan, ganyan. Na parang, sobra-sobra na yung tempted ko to just
buy a new one.
Can I just buy a new TV so it'll be here like immediately and I'm not gonna have to, you know, think about this and be annoyed. But then, I thought to myself, I could, but what am I gonna do with this other TV? Do I just throw it away? Like, I mean, what am I gonna do with it, right?
Right.
Ano, itatapon mo, sayang naman yun. So, meron akong parang mindfulness
na. At least nag-iisip ka na.
Oo. Because feeling ko, like, in the past, I would have most definitely just bought a new one. Kasi pwede naman eh. It's not, I mean.
But, is the repair cost kind of near just
no
buying the
no. No, the repair cost
like
isn't that
cheap
super cheap lang.
Oh, yung pag ganun. Ako kasi, I agree with Rica. Pag minsan kasi the repair, medyo malapit na siya.
Oh, okay, I'll just definitely buy a new one.
Tapon talaga.
Yun nga. Eh, but then when the guy told me na, ito lang, this is what it's gonna, parang hello, yung repair cost is less than 3,000 pesos.
Okay.
And you know, if you got a new TV, that's at least 15K,
right?
So I'm like, sige na nga, antayin ko na nga lang. Oo, pero parang, yun.
Let's
see if I can
look at you.
Let's see if I can stick to that mindset.
Number 8 from C Antithesis. An employer or company that at least listens to his subordinates. I mean, they don't have to like always give in all the time, but at least nakikinig and has a heart for the frontliners or ground force.
Oh, that definitely. You want someone that listens. Ang hirap naman nung hindi.
Alam mo yung madali mag-utos pag hindi naman ikaw yung nandun na, sa harap sa gera, di ba?
Yung
parang ang dali-daling to say, do this, do that, do this, do that. So, at least, pag alam mo na nakikinig and they feel for you, mas susundin mo pag sinabi nilang so good, mga kapatid. Kasi kahit papano, alam mo na at least they know what I'm putting myself through.
Exactly.
Hindi yung blindly ka lang na gawin mo to, pumasok ka, kahit bumabagyo, yung mga ganon.
My thing is, I feel like I also need an explanation. Like, it would be better to follow, you know, whatever they say, if i-explain nila sa akin as an employee.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we had, like, let's say, we had to make this decision. I know it's a hard decision to make, but here are the reasons.
Hindi yung, hindi parang basta, sundin mo, ganon. Mahirap yun. Number 7 from Not Isidro. No matter how good of an athlete you are, if you're arrogant, you're off my list. Kahit na tinatawag ka pang king ng iba. Ito yung pagdating sa Lodi. Yung parang gusto niya, parang good guy, good girl, hero ka. Pag medyo may askad ka. Pero kasi diba, like a lot of people say that's part of what makes you a champion. Kasi nga medyo may I'm better than all of you. Because it's part of the mind game.
Pero kasi minsan, pag hate mo, inaano mo eh, ina-assume mo na lang na mayabang sila kahit hindi. Because,
What if they're good? What if they're...
Like, for example, with Roger Federer. He's not, you know, if you asked a fan, we would say, oh my gosh, he's so humble. Like, he's not, you know, he doesn't celebrate every point, even when he makes like a fantastic point. Parang he keeps it very low-key, diba? That's what my dad loved about him in the first place, nung bago pa lang siya. Yung hindi nga siya parang super, parang for example, like a Nadal, who would, yung mga fist pump, ganyan. Very rarely do you see him do all that stuff. And even in interviews, he's so gracious, but some people still say he's so arrogant, he's making it about him. Alam mo yun, yung parang laging may masisilip pa din.
Ako kasi parang ano na yon. I think that's more of the exception. Kasi like he's really such a good guy. I would not root for him if he were mascot.
Mm.
You know me, di ba? Even when it comes to reality shows, I always choose the hero type.
That's true.
Versus the villain type. So, meron talaga eh. Pero yun nga, siguro yung like even the nicest players, syempre pag kunyari yung medyo ang ganda nung shot mo, yung meron ka, lalo na if you really want it badly.
Yeah.
Meron, kasi ang ano ko is like, there's the, yes, fist pump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pero and then there's the, oh, congratulations, you did a good job. Yung, they bounce back.
Right.
So yeah, they will celebrate the point, pero meron pa rin overarching goodness about them. In the same way na pag askad ka, kahit gracious ka in some points, meron ka pa rin talagang overall arrogance
about you. But you know what?
You.
I just realized those are the athletes I root for.
Yeah.
With the exception of Roger Federer. So siya yung ano ko.
Yeah.
Siya yung exception ko. Kasi I like, I mean, Serena Williams.
She's very aggressive.
She's very, like, she will stare you down. They always say part of the match is won just by the stare down. Kasi the opponent basically wilts.
Sick look
at
ka
her
na eh.
Stare. Yeah. Oh, ganung level. And then in basketball, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson. I tend to root for the.
Ay, pero parang very good guy si. Well, I'm not a basketball fan kasi, pero I've always thought like Michael Jordan was a.
He is the king of trash talking.
What?
He invented it.
Seriously? I always thought he was like the Roger Federer of basketball.
He's not. He's
what?
No. He's more like the Serena Williams of basketball.
Oh.
Think Serena. Yeah, he is like the. He was the trash talk king.
So, sino kaya yung Roger Federer of basketball?
Who's maybe nice Steph Curry?
Guy. Probably.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
I mean, yung current, because he's such a nice guy. Like, you can't really say a lot
such
of stuff.
Nice
which
kind of
makes you think, no, na, how come we have the Roger Federers and stuff? Na, pwede naman pala. You know, with that kind of personality.
But I think,
to
ano
have that
eh.
edge.
But yeah. I also think he learned it when he started winning kasi he wasn't always like that.
They,
diba, he used to have a temper.
Ayaw nga sabi.
Nagkaroon nga siya ng
like,
parang switch.
Uh-uh. Used to like parang
he used to,
ruin his racket.
Yeah, ganun siya before. Parang naano lang siya.
Nagmature lang. Number 6 from Your Cup of Tino. My non-negotiable, limited ang space kasi sa bunk bed. So hindi ko pwedeng magkatabi. So ako na lang sa top kasi ayoko talaga yung nakahiga ka tapos parang may kisame ako. So dapat siya lagi sa bottom. Kasi nga, di ba, you get that,
parang masikip.
Yung parang you feel like you're in a box pag nasa baba ka.
Uh-huh.
Pero, I've also experienced being top bunk tapos because it's a low ceiling, ang lapit nung kisame sa mukha.
Oo, ang weird din ang
like,
feeling.
Pag yung feeling ko, pag bigla akong tumayo, mauuntog ako. And it's not a pleasant experience.
Kaya mas gusto mo talaga bottom, no?
Bottom.
May sinabi ba ako? Di ba ang sinasabi ko nga parang ano? Di ba pinag-uusapan lang natin low ceiling, high ceiling?
Oo nga. Hindi, kasi parang when you think about it.
Nga, ang gusto ko sa bunk bed. Sa bunk bed.
Yeah, remember? Hindi, pero kasi. Hindi, kasi minsan, mas malaki pa yung headroom nung nasa bottom eh.
Kasi ang ayoko, you know what I don't like about the bottom bunk? I don't like, kunyari malikot yung nasa taas. You know, tapos umaalog yung buong ano. So I would rather be the one. At saka yun nga, I don't like that whole feeling like you're in a box. So I really prefer na yung dun ako sa taas.
Okay.
Ang fear ko lang sa taas is that because as a kid, I have fallen from the top bunk.
Uh-uh.
But other than that, kung mukhang secure naman.
Okay.
Kasi yung ibang bunk beds na nakita ko, believe it or not ha, wala siyang rail.
Which is so dangerous.
It's
because
so dangerous.
You can actually die.
You can.
Yeah.
If you break your neck.
Yes.
So, pag nakita ko naman na may rail, which is usually the case, uh-huh. I really prefer the
so bagay, no? Nga, si Baby Whale yung bottom bunk.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And, number 5.
Confused na ako.
Wag ka mo confused. From Arabin, my non-negotiable, you can touch anything in my body except my kilikili.
Oh.
You know, this is funny. I had to include this because I actually know somebody, you cannot touch his kilikili.
They would get mad?
Yeah. Like, one of our former co-hosts on The Morning Rush, Brad Derby. It's his thing. You cannot touch his kilikili. Now, here's a funny thing. Nakwento na niya yan before. Na parang, I have this weird thing about my armpit. Like, you don't touch it. Even as a joke. Alam mo, minsan yung ipopoke mo lang yung kilikili niya.
Kikilitiin mo.
Or even just like a whatever. Do not touch his armpits. Tapos, diba, we all took up diving at the same time.
Yeah.
We all nagpa-certify kami ng sabay. So kami, ako, I stopped at advance. Siya, nag-continue on siya to become a dive master and an instructor. I don't know kung mabot siya instructor, pero for sure, dive master. Eh, part of that, to get there, mag-rescue ka.
Mm.
It's a rescue. When you take up rescue diving, when you get to the actual rescue part, you have to play the rescuer and the rescuee.
Okay.
Pag rescuee ka, there's this part na, yun nga, di ba, yung isi-swim ka from far away up to the shore. Mm. Tapos pagdating sa shore, they will drag you sa sand. From the shore to up sa may sand.
Mm.
And the way they drag you is they put both arms sa kilikili mo and drag you by your armpits.
Right.
So, nung pagdating dun sa time na yan, you're supposed to act like you're dead or at least dying or drowning. So, nakapikit siya, no? Pag-hook nung guy dun sa kilikili niya, yung mukha niya, like, his eyes opened, his mouth opened, he's like, you do not touch his kilikili.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, it's a thing. And I've always found it fascinating why certain people have a thing about certain body parts. Mm. And it's not like ako, di ba? Like, don't tickle me, I don't like it. But it's not about don't touch my kilikili.
A certain body part.
I don't
in
like
general,
being tickled.
Ayaw mo lang.
Siya talaga, like, don't touch his armpits.
I think there are certain body parts that you don't want to be touched more than others.
I get the intimate parts kasi, gets.
Pero gets ko eh. Kasi parang ako kasi I don't have a thing for that. So medyo na wiwirudohan ako pag kunyari yung may friends ako na couple tapos mahilig magkilitian ng kilikili, mag-aamuya ng kilikili, mga ganun. Or like, kasi mag, it's not my thing. Like, I don't, bakit ka parang ano, Chico?
Ayoko na mag-
Ganyan tayo!
Ayoko na mag-
Di ko kasi gets eh. Parang I'm like, okay, alright. You do you, boo-boo.
Ayoko na mag-talk.
Oh, God.
Ah, ganon.
Number 4. From Christopher Salvador, my non-negotiable. Yung may pangarap naman sa buhay. Good yung kontento sa buhay, pero ayoko naman yung sobrang go with the flow at happy-go-lucky lagi.
Mm-mm.
But you want some kind of direction, di ba?
Of course. Program. Importante yun.
Number, pero yung other side din naman.
Ayaw mo rin yun. Toxic yun.
Serious.
Toxic yun. Yung, parang, yeah. Yung puro goals naman. Mm-mm. Yung parang di marunong mag-relax.
Or yung takes everything too serious.
Too seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 3 from Losiento. My non-negotiable, please. Bawal magpatong ng paa sa dashboard. Parang awa mo na. Parang wala naman yatang gumagawa. Very ano, very, alam mo yung mga sa truck, di ba there's the one that nagda-drive, yung isa sa passenger seat, laging nakapatong yung
pahinante.
Paa sa...
Yung pahinante. We've seen it.
Nakapatong
yeah,
lagi dun sa...
Parang naka-against the side mirror na.
Side mirror!
Oh, di ba?
Exactly.
All the time. Uh-oh. Alam mo ba there was a time, I thought of making a collection. Because it happens all the time na pipicturan ko. Every time I see it, pipicturan ko. Tapos i-compile ko siya. Tapos gagawin ko siyang libro. Tapos ang title ng libro, Footnotes.
Footnotes! Oh, God.
Footnotes. That was my actually, I was planning to do that.
I mean, I will support all your other endeavors. I'm not sure I'll buy that book. At least kaya bibilay ko, tapos paparegalo ko na.
Or meron pa ako isa, mas maganda.
I know.
More than footnotes. Paahinante.
Paahinante!
That's so good!
Oh, Lord!
Diba? Ganda. Pwede yun!
Oh, dapat yun na lang ang tawag, eh. No?
Ang ganda.
Paahinante.
Paahinante. Number 2 from Camilo. My non-negotiable is not having non-negotiables. Pag lahat, pwedeng pag-usapan. Feeling ko walang prinsipyo sa buhay.
Yan, ang importante, prinsipyo.
Diba? Yung, alam mo yung parang, I'm sorry. When it comes to this, sa iba, okay, sige, we can talk about it. But when it comes to certain things, it's set in stone and I'm not budging. So I guess, yeah, it's just a balance. Hindi naman pwedeng napaka, rigid mo na lahat na lang non-negotiable. Pero I guess, yeah, it's good to have a balance of being willing to be open for discussion.
Yeah.
And then there are some things na talagang I draw the line at this
point. Oh, yeah.
Diba? So, yeah. And the top, my non-negotiable, comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
the minimum should be what I deserve. You can definitely go higher, but never lower.
Hmm.
You can give me more than what I deserve, but the minimum of what you should give me is what I deserve.
Yeah.
That's a very good way to live your life.
Mm.
Yeah. Whether in love or at work or with friends, di ba? So, ang ano lang kasi, ang hirap lang kasi, let's face it, iba-iba, again, just like that other entry, iba tayo ng perception eh.
Yeah, you have to be reasonable with what you think you deserve also.
Oo. Kunyari, feeling mo ganito yung dapat mong deserve na treatment. Tapos, yung partner mo naman feels like they're already giving you what you deserve. Paano pag hindi kayo nagbamatch?
Yeah.
Yun lang yung hirap doon. Na kunyari, legit naman. Legit, they're actually trying to give you what you think, what they think you deserve. It's
pero
just that hindi kayo nagmamatch. Sa'yo kulang.
Short. Oo.
Sa'yo kulang. Parang, eh, bitin ako. And so there you go. We've got two more batches of the top 10, my non-negotiable. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
We'll see you there. Facebook.com/RX931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Sponsor RX93.1, and we are live on Facebook.com/RX931 for the final two batches of today's top 10.
I knew that.
We're on Twitch TV and YouTube Live as well. While we wait for these two to join me on Facebook Live, good morning to Mark Enriquez, who says, please greet my college buddy, Emmy, a happy birthday. He usually listens to the podcast because he's based in Vegas. Happy birthday, Emmy!
Happy birthday!
From Mark and from us, hello to AOM as well. AOM, IOM. What's up to Andrea, who says, good morning, loving the Rise Wednesday playlist. We're glad. Ronaldo Quino says, good morning. And Rose Ann says, hello, please greet at Inday La Cuachera from Melbourne, Australia. I'm a big fan of the show from Singapore to Australia. You helped me with my homesickness. Aw, thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Good morning.
All right. So we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Targrod and the Super Malice Guy. So, let's start off, of course it's called hashtag my non-negotiable. Let's start off at number 10. Coming from Maxim De Winter. Pag manonood ng concert, VIP seats or wag na lang.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm kind of the same. I mean, and before you say, sana all may option mag-VIP. Kasi ako nga, even finances will be a major deciding point.
Right.
Kunyari, hindi ko afford yung VIP. Kunyari, Madonna. Bilang 25K. 50K.
Hello? Anong 25K? Magkano yung last ni Madonna?
50?
Baka nga more
50K
pa.
Yata. So, obviously, I'm not going to spend that much, right? So, everything considered, medyo ganyan ako. VIP seats. Kaya madalas hindi na ako nanonood eh.
E paano kung bumalik si Madonna? Di ba sabi mo manonood tayo?
Well, yes. Pero, well, hopefully we get free tickets. Gets? Hindi, kasi totoo. Totoo. Like, I'm not gonna spend that much. Especially now na
yeah,
ang dami mong ganap, di ba? So, yeah. I'm really very much like this. VIP or nothing.
Pero, kung paano ko lang free ticket? Sige, dapat meron tayong ceiling. Yes. Huh?
Oh, well, oh, ganito. If it were up to me, I'm not going to spend. Pero kunyari, yayaan ng friends na, sige, nanood na tayo kahit malayo. Then yeah, obviously I will. Pero, gets?
Yeah.
On a general basis, either I get a really good seat or I'm okay. Kahit nga free, believe it or not.
Pag
kunyari free,
pag malayo,
tapos malayo.
Yeah.
No thanks. You know, I'll just
that's
watch
true
the video. I'll just buy the DVD or something. Number 9 from Christopher Salvador, my non-negotiable, magpatakam all you want sa iba.
Mm.
Basta sa akin ka lang magpapatikim.
Yeah. Well,
Kasi diba some people don't like even the patakam part. Siya parang, sige lang.
Sige, post ka lang dyan. Okay lang.
First trap, go. Basta hanggang dun lang. Like, it doesn't go any farther than that. Number 8 from Not Isidro. I have to be your top priority, especially over your guy friends. Kung gusto silang prioritize, eh, di kayo magsama. I can be sec... Ito, kasi we talked about this already last time. Pero dagdag lang to. I can be second to your family, but not to your friends. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's very understandable.
Yeah.
Liz, sa'yo, second rin siya sa friends eh.
Hindi naman. I'm not, of course, for the major things, you know, you all come first. Pero I'm just saying na may mga certain situations na, yeah, I would rather hang out with my friends. I mean, not all the time that I will pick you, but in the grand scheme of things, syempre, you're a notch higher. But I don't think that will happen immediately, I have to say. In a relationship. Kunyari, I just got into a relationship. You're not gonna be, like, up there right away. It will take time.
Yeah. And you need to be understanding as well.
And if you don't get along with my friends, I don't think I can be in a relationship with you.
Yun, I get that. Yeah. Pero yun, that's a very tricky dynamic. Mm. Yung family, friends, significant other. Parang hirap niyang i... Lalo na pag hindi mo pa asawa, ha? Kasi syempre, pag asawa mo na. Parang I think that's a given.
Kasi yeah. They're your family.
That's already your family. That has to be your priority. Pero pag yung kunyari, jowa pa lang. Mm. How do you balance family, friends, and love?
May career you know, pa.
Hirap nun, na. Mahirap yun, ha?
You know what? I don't know if it's like a problem. Now, what if... Ayaw mo lang talaga ng, let's say, crossover with friends and family with your significant other.
Okay.
Is that like a red flag? Like, kumbaga, it's not a thing for you. Na parang, eh, hindi mo naman kailangan, you know, to be friends with my friends. I have my own friends.
So, parang ano, yung pansin ko, parang you're taking
the what?
The JC route.
Hindi. More like, kumbaga, I'm open to it. It's just that in my head, eh kung wala namang worlds na
nagko-collide.
Like, kunwari, sobrang layo nyo sa isa't isa and I don't even like, kunwari, I don't even hang out with my friends that much.
Right. For me, kasi I can't compartmentalize that way. Mm. My world is my world and if you're gonna be in it,
yeah.
You have to, parang it has to be a symbiotic relationship with right. Everything else.
But, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I would prefer that.
Mm.
It's just that, yun nga, kung wala namang situation that we would need to be in the same room together, hindi ko ipipilit. But if there were a situation na, yun nga, kailangan kasama.
Yeah.
Well, siguro, at worst, ang hassle niya. Mm. Kasi una, iniisip ko parang, I don't think that can happen. Pero when I thought about it again, siguro nga, kunyari, naging tayo, Rica.
Mm.
Tapos, hindi ko type ang friends mo, hindi mo type ang friends ko. Mano, ano ba yung once every 6 months,
yeah.
You go out with the friends that, your friends that I don't like, and I go out with my friends that you don't like, without each other.
Yeah.
Diba? Is that so difficult? Baka naman it's workable.
Kumbaga parang hindi, it's just that I won't force.
Right.
It gets. But, hindi yung parang, gets mo ba?
Ay, hindi kasi kayo pareho yung super mabarkada like me.
Yes. So, hindi kasi ako mabarkada din.
I think
that's
so.
Why.
Yeah.
So, kung kunwari, kung sino lang yung friends ko now,
mm-hmm. Yun yung namimit.
Hopefully.
Oh. Kung baga, parang
kung
sana.
Kung sino yung kahangout mo ngayon, yeah. Malamang, yun yung makakahangout mo.
Oo. Oh.
Kung baga, right. parang sana makasundo mo, pero kung hindi, they just give us time lang to hang out with each other.
Right.
And that should be fine. Oh, pwede.
Depende nga siguro with your relationship. Talaga. Not just with your partner, but with your friends also.
Oo nga.
Uh-oh.
At number 7 from the Caesar Salad, date someone who has dreams and reads books. Trust me, he will take you places. He'll make you feel things. Ito, this is a little bit more rare. Kasi diba, parang... Yung reading books, that's a hobby.
Yeah.
It's an interest. Parang it's hard na yun ang non-negotiable mo kasi parang, well, unless nga yun ang hanap mo.
You know what? I am a, obviously I'm a bookworm, but it's not one of my, like, non-negotiables.
Exactly.
If he's not into reading, I don't mind. As long as he's not dumb. You know what I mean?
Totoo.
As long as he's not stupid. Like,
totoo.
Alam mo yun, sana nagbabasa siya ng, like,
articles.
Oh, news. Alam mo yun, other mystical content. Like, wag naman yung hindi at all nagbabasa, period. Mm. Parang, di ba? I would understand, though, kung hindi into books. Kasi nga, parang, alam ko naman na hindi talaga lahat into, I have friends who aren't as into books as I am.
And
I
great.
Don't mind.
Oh,
and they're great. They're very right? smart and all that. So, hindi man siya batayan for me. Ikaw?
Well, ako kasi parang, that's not a problem with me. Kanya-kanya tayo ng thing eh. Diba? So, if I'm into books, tsaka I don't get very judgy with books.
Actually, mas ayoko pa yung nagbabasa tapos wala nang ginawa kundi mag-quote. Kasi ako, I read but I don't do it. Like, yung parang very, like, for example, parang si Boy Abunda, diba? He likes to quote a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang ganun. Like, I can't be in a relationship with someone like that.
Mm.
It will drive me crazy.
Well, ako kasi, ang ano ko with reading books, ha? I mean, obviously, it's like, it's,
I'm just aching.
Hindi, kasi like, kunyari. Yung parang, kasi when you read books, it is a sign.
Wala akong maisip example eh. Siya inaisip ko. Diba? Hindi, I'm just saying. Oo. I think everybody knows naman. No, there are people kasi who like to do that.
Yeah.
In his case, he is a host. So, you know, he can do that all he wants. But imagine in a normal conversation and the person you're talking to will be like, you know, this person said, blah, blah, like, according to the, yung parang, you're not the only one who reads, buddy. Yung parang medyo nakakainis.
Hindi, kasi yun nga sinasabi ko, na parang when it comes to reading books, of course, parang it comes with a certain, ano, no, na parang, if mahilig magbasa, then they're probably, you know, a little smarter than somebody who doesn't. Pero that's not true as well. Kasi I know people who are super bookworms, but they're not exactly that smart. And
yes.
People who don't read books, who are hella smart.
Yes.
So it doesn't follow. Sa akin, I'm not judgy or I don't get very mapagmata pag hindi ka mahilig magbasa.
Parang ano sa'yo, that don't impress me much.
Yeah.
Very Shania Twain.
Parang it's ano, like, okay. So it's a hobby, you know? It's
It's
like if you tell me, I don't fly kites. You don't fly kites.
Exactly. Diba? Oo, totoo.
Oo. And, hello, Marky.
Hello. You're back.
Good morning.
You're back. The black casting. I casting. The black couch is back.
The casting couch. Okay.
So, Marky, please state your age and your name. And, okay.
I'm Marky. I am almost 36.
Oh, interesting.
And I am looking for a microphone.
Hi.
Because I don't have one. You three have microphones.
Oh, nga, no. Because you're at home.
Yeah, I'm at home.
Number 5, coming from the Super Malas guy. Number 6 first. Jericho Renyin. My non-negotiable, dapat hindi hihiga sa kama without taking a bath first.
Mm.
My bed is sacred. Let's respect it.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know are like this.
Oh, yeah. Ikaw madungis ka, tapos ano.
Not just. Kahit hindi ka madungis, parang no outside clothes on the bed.
Oh, yun nga.
Uh-oh.
Parang it's very disrespectful.
Well,
if you come into my home and then you just...
What about you?
Ay, hindi. Ako din. I don't.
At all?
Sa bed ko, nagaling ako sa labas.
Hindi, kunyari galing ka sa labas. Alam mo yung like literally, hihiga ka lang for a bit. Distressed.
No.
You change first.
Yeah. Or I stay on the couch. Mm. Not on my bed.
Well, ako rin kasi, you know, my bed is sacred in that sense na kailangan naka house clothes ka. Pero, not like by law.
Not very strict.
Not very strict. Like, kunyari, if I just got home and I'm really like super tired, alam mo yung may konting, can I just lie down for 5 minutes?
Hindi.
And then I take a bath na, and then, you know, ganun.
Kaya kong gawin yan, but kailangan ko nang palitan yung sheets ko.
What?
Yeah, ano parang, or gagawin, kunyari, matutulog na ako na, kunyari, hindi ko na talaga kaya.
Hindi mo na kaya.
The next day, hindi ko na pwedeng higaan yun ulit the next night. Kasi alam mo yun, mali, kunyari, maglilinis ka na and all that. Dapat bago na yung sheets.
Grabe naman.
Hindi kasi parang, lalo na with COVID, it's so,
especially nowadays.
Especially now, more than ever, diba?
Hindi kasi my version of galing sa labas, it's just galing sa condo, gets?
Mm. Oh, hindi ka naman talaga, hindi ka galing grocery, alam mo yun.
Hindi ka naman lumalabas.
It's literally, yun, ganun. Or, pero kasi, yeah, you're right. If I go somewhere
crowded.
Oo, I do change first.
Kunyari galing ka sa concert.
Yeah. No, not just, medyo? Even Rizan RX. Nga, RX, before anything else, I don't go to my room. I go straight to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Take off all my clothes, and then I grind some.
And then
window.
You dance.
In front of Ewan the mirror.
And then you grow. Oh,
and then I just grind. Like, yeah. You like what you see?
Oh my God.
There's more where that came from.
Baby whale.
Blink twice.
Baby whale. Bukas yung condo ko kung gusto mo munang tumambay somewhere else.
Ganon. And
the baby whale send evidence.
Alam mo, lagi niyang ginagawa yun, nakakainis.
Ano, binibigyan
niya. Yung pag kunyari, I'm buck naked, bigla niyang pipicture, tapos sasabihin niya, papost ko to.
Oh my God!
Nakakainis.
Ikaw may mga scandal ka pala.
Wala akong scandal.
But you know, kinilig ako. I love that you're still playful, even if you've been together for a really long time.
True. Oh. Tsaka narinig mo yung paano sabihin ni Chico yung...
Bigla naging nakakainis siya. Tapos sasabihin niya, ipopost ko to.
Nakakainis talaga.
Tapos makikita ng lahat yung sexy na.
Reset.
And number 5 from the Super Malas guy, my non-negotiable when it comes to body parts, bawal ang size shaming.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Kunyari, hindi masyadong impressive, huwag mo naman i-shame, di ba? I mean, that's, it's not like they had a choice, right? When it comes to body parts. Kunyari, you have like long legs, short legs, that's just part of what you were born with. That's part of your genetics.
Siya kapag may mga ano naman eh. I think may mga solution dyan. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yung Viber group natin?
Does it make it like that?
I don't know.
Apparently, meron ding sleeve.
Sleeve?
Have you heard of a sleeve?
Like an extender?
What? Ano yun? What's a sleeve?
It's a sleeve. What do you do with a sleeve? Diba yung laptop sleeve mo, ipapasok mo siya yung sa...
Oh. How will that improve the size?
So what kasi syempre may extended...
The sleeve has like a little extra.
Oh.
So that it compensates for the...
I have never heard of that.
Of a sleeve?
I have never heard of that.
Should we look for one?
Maybe not.
Maybe Google it.
Para... Parang we should check it out. We should try it out.
Sea sleeve?
I mean, you know.
Sea. Okay.
Yeah.
Sea sleeve graphic ko ang
pakita mo kay ano? Pakita mo kay Chico kung anong itsura.
I have never.
Hindi ring, Miggy. Sleeve. No. Iba yung sleeve.
Ang aga masyado for the bitches.
Patingin. Curious ako.
Wait lang. I see it.
Oh, ganyan.
Can you see it?
Oh, that's weird.
Don't look at my phone. It's weird. Why is it, first of all, why is it clear?
Oh my gosh. I have never heard of that. Ever.
And then, para siyang may
strap. This is
strap.
The first time.
Okay, look at this.
I've seen it in porn.
Wait lang.
I have
look
never
at this.
Seen
this
that.
Is an interesting thing. May strap siya dun sa... the oh NADGO.
Siyempre, saan pupunta yun, di ba?
It has like a hook on the...
No?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So what does it do?
Well, it just extends it. It's like
yeah.
a... No, it's,
yeah.
It's an extension.
It's,
yeah, basically. It's like a back scratcher.
But it's
an extension of your
arm. It's not something that like will help your actual...
Well, it will. I mean, because it will...
It will help your partner if yours is like too... small, I guess.
Weird. I have never heard of that. Number four from Simply Nidge. My non-negotiable. You can go out to drink. You can go out with people who are attractive, but you cannot drink when you're out with somebody attractive.
But ang hirap naman nun.
What do you mean?
Ano, like, si attractive, baka yung attractive sa kanya,
or
vice versa.
Hindi, alam mo yun, yung parang, ano na to, honesty system. Uh-huh. Yung kunyari, merong party, tapos may mga hari na medyo tempting sa'yo, huwag kang iinom.
Yung kumbaga you're attracted to.
Kasi tatapang ka eh pag uminom ka eh. Or kung iinom ka, it has to be, hindi naman sa iinom ka puro pangit kasama. Hindi naman ganun. Pero yung sabihin ko,
alam mo na, it's such a giveaway. O yung umiinom. Umiinom. Ibig sabihin,
pangit kayong lahat. Hindi. What I mean is, pwede namang good looking sila, pero you don't find them attractive.
Yeah.
Gets? Okay. So, ang pangit nung, ay, umiinom.
Ay, mga tsaka.
Mga tsaka lahat. Ang sama. Number three from Lociento. My non-negotiable, petting my dog without my permission.
Oh, yeah.
Grabe. Sa bagay, you have to be respectful. Yeah. Kahit gano'n pa ka-cute.
Yeah.
Kasi
ako,
as the owner first.
For example, si Church is such a magnet for people. Like when we bring him out, hindi talaga lalampas ang 5 minutes na walang, ay, Corgi. And so far, 100%, and I really appreciate it, everyone who approaches would be like, is it okay if I pet? I mean, yeah. 100, I have never encountered a person who just approached Church and pet him without asking. So,
hello, it's nice. Whenever I see you, I don't even look at you. I see Church first.
Exactly.
Jump on him.
Ano ka
and
agad?
Then I talk to you.
Churchill. Hindi kasi. And especially with ano kasi. Especially kasi with strangers.
Oo.
Kasi diba, parang like, a lot of people feel na, eh, hayop naman yan eh. Kahit na, it's still parang,
it's their property.
An extension of the human.
Yeah, and they're part of you.
They're part of you.
Hindi, tsaka yun nga, yung parang, how sure are you na walang temper yung pet
yun
na,
pa,
na
diba?
Tas kami yung lagot pag bigla kang nakagat, eh, ikaw yung
Actually, mas na-experience ko pa, yung lalapit sila, they'll extend their hand as if to touch, and then they'll go, nangangagat. I'm like, well, the question should be, can I pet?
Yeah.
Kasi kung
right.
magsabi kong, hindi nangangagat, kasi may hawak
na.
Ka, parang, I didn't give you permission.
Right.
Sabi kong nangangagat. So the proper thing to do really is, is it okay if I pet? Is he friendly? Yung ganon.
Pagka ginanon ko ulit, nangangagat. Ako, oo. Kagatin mo.
Alam mo, naalala ko lang, because I took a video of you in Eastwood with Pepper, ganito ka sobrang, ano, maldita ni Pepper noon. Uh-huh. Like, nakatalikod siya kina Chico. Like, walang pake. Uh-huh. Yung parang, ganun. I'm like, you three.
Oy, pero ano ha? You know what? There was this video of this lolo na may alaga siya na dalawang parang labrador, parang retriever. Tapos he got sick. Tapos he had to be hospitalized.
Mm.
Tapos iyak siya ng iyak, Japanese to. Iyak siya ng iyak kasi nga parang who's going to take care of the dogs? So obviously he can't take care of them anymore. So binigay na sila sa iba. Tapos they orchestrated it in a way na pinag-meet sila ulit.
Okay.
So naka-wheelchair yung lolo. Tapos dinala siya dun sa dogs.
Mm.
And then iyak nang iyak yung guy. Because he was like, look, they don't even want to look at me. Kasi they were sitting with their backs to him.
Oh.
And then a lot of people in the comment section were saying, though, that's really how dogs are. Because they're guarding you. And I have to say, it's true.
What do you mean?
Kasi kunyari kami. When I'm on the floor, lying down, tatabi sa akin, kunyari, si Sinai.
Oh.
He's going to sit, but with his back to me, looking away.
But I'm trying to protect you from
yes.
what you can't see.
That's really how they sit. They don't sit facing you na nakatingin sila sa'yo.
Oh, actually.
A lot of the time, ano notice mo, if you're, even if you're standing, the dog will sit, but with their back to you. They're looking outward.
That's true. I have so many videos of Pepper na gusto niya kasi umupo siya sa feet ko. Pero yes, hindi
facing away.
Facing away. Facing away. Yes.
Yeah.
So they
that
were saying...
That means nagpinoprotect niya ako. Oh,
parang inaano niya na parang, ano, na parang the Lolo shouldn't feel bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really how dogs sit when it comes to their masters. They sit facing outwards because they're guarding you. So, wala lang. Nakaka-ano.
Aw, that's so nice.
Nakaka-iyak. And number two, from your cup of tea, no? My non-negotiable. Ayoko yung, habang kinakain ko, tatanungin mo pa ako ng, you like that? Kaya ako nga sinubo, di ba? Malamang gusto ko. Yung food, di ba? Like, naghain ka ng pagkain. Siyempre. Kaya ko nga kinakain, gusto ko eh.
Magtotalk pa ba? Ayoko na lang.
I like it like that.
Ay, song,
diba?
Gusto mo
I like it like that.
Oo, maganda yan.
Diba? I like that song. Got stuck in my head.
And the top, my non-negotiable comes from JJ Gayosa.
JJ Gayosa says,
house visitors touching limited edition collectibles just because naka-display, mas mahal pa yan sa buhay nyo. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Tsaka kahit hindi siya babasagin, ha? Kunyari, hindi naman statue. Nyari, sneakers, hindi naman nababasag yun. Pero yung the oil in your hands?
Oh, yeah.
Could damage it.
That's true.
True.
So, there you go. One final batch, but we will stay on Facebook Live while we play maybe one song here in the RX booth.
That's right. We'll see you there. So, go to Facebook now. Or you can also watch us on YouTube Live or Twitch TV. But for now, more Right Wednesday. Squareheads up next with Happy, the Johnny mix right here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The final one, courtesy of Targrod and the Super Malice Guy. Thank you for
Thank you.
The topic. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Christopher Salvador. Morning kisses and hugs is a must. No ifs or buts.
Oh.
Ako kasi mas ano? Mas before sleeping. Like, for me, like, yeah, it would be nice in the morning, but it's not a... Mas sa gabi talaga.
Lalo na kung medyo grumpy ka in the morning.
Meron kaming parang huggy-wug talaga sa gabi. Pero like, I don't know. Morning, parang it's like a up and at 'em. Alam mo yan, yung parang, let's go. Let's
breakfast, ganun.
Breakfast, let's play with the dogs. Yung ganun, yung parang So, yeah.
Tsaka syempre, isipin mo pa yung morning breath. You know, you haven't really washed your face.
Medge. Pero, yeah, I kind of get that. Number 9 from ODH. When it comes to work, my non-negotiable, if there's a possible night shift, I won't accept the job. No matter how huge the offer is.
Mm.
Well, ako depends on the offer. Because, diba, parang
ako
super
din.
Laki.
Yeah, depends on the offer, depends on the job.
Yes. Mm. Kasi ako, even if let's say it's something na, ako rin naman, I wouldn't want to work at night. Pero kunyari, it's like one of those offers you can't refuse.
Yeah.
I might think about it first.
But, alam mo,
I would consider.
TBH, when I was starting out, I actually preferred the night schedule. Just because I'm a night owl.
You're a night
I'm
person.
Not a morning person. But, you know, after spending years on the night shift, alam mo yung at some point I also wanted a change of pace and
True.
I wanted an earlier schedule. Para naman yun nga, kasi parang ano taong gabi na lang tayo forever.
Pero
gusto
ako,
ko naman abutan ng daylight.
Weird ha, weird ako. Cause I'm a night person. I actually all my creative juices flow at night. Pag may kailangan akong gawin na creative, usually late night is the best time for me. Pero when it comes to work, I prefer in the morning. Kasi parang I like the idea na tipong before lunch tapos na ako.
Yeah.
And I get to enjoy the rest of the day.
Like physical work. Uh-oh. Like you need to
True.
Be there physically.
Yeah. So it's weird. I mean like parang hindi siya nag-ano, parang hindi siya nagmamatch.
Grabe naman si Nate. Ibalik daw ako sa morning. Never ako nag-graveyard.
Oh, wow.
Ever. Actually,
not
ako
once.
Rin. Never.
No, I mean like a swap maybe, but out of necessity. But like, I've never had that show.
Yeah.
I started on the night The one before. Yeah. Or like the early evening.
Ganun. Sa bagay. Ako kasi like, my very first job, even as a trainee, I was 10 to 2, not radio. Mm. So, kasi sa dalawa kaming na-hire, nasabay. Like exactly at the same time. Mm. So I just was assigned the earlier slot. So never ako
nag-radio. Sino yung
isa? Another guy from way, way, way back.
Yeah.
So, you still remember his name?
Mark. No. Mark!
Bakit may ano? Bakit may ganun nangyayari?
Eh, kasi nakakahiya. Mamaya malamit na hindi ko maalala pangalan.
And on the spot ka ni Mark.
You put him on the spot.
Mamaya
Mamaya sab- mag-message pa. Hala, hindi mo na ako maalala.
Grabe naman si
Chico. Am I that forgettable?
Ano, di na ma-reach talaga si Lodzo.
That's not true.
When Chico... That's reaches his next 36, baka hindi na tayo ma...
Sabi ni Mai, feel ko talaga yung stress ni Chico kapag nandyan si Mark.
Ito kasi. No, naalala ko, secret lang.
Chico! Sige na nga.
Poppy.
And number 8 from I'm Not In The Mood. My non-negotiable, I'm not going to let you borrow my things if I know that you can't even take care of your own things properly. Alam mo yung alam mong burara sila talaga, even in real life.
Yeah.
So I kind of get that. Yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Like my mom with me.
Yeah, see? Number 7, coming from Mr. Holmes. People unapologetically telling me how to live my life is one of my non-negotiable concepts. Alam mo yung parang usually pa, the people who tell me how to live my life don't have their own lives to live. Kaya nang gugulo sila.
Yeah. Right. Or have lives that you don't exactly want for yourself.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, the statement, alam mo, kailangan mo na talaga magbago. And I'm like,
first of all,
why?
Excuse me?
And then, tsaka, alam mo yung parang it's so vague na wala man lang, you know, something specific. Uh-huh. You know that they're just out to hurt you. Diba?
Pero kailangan mo na talaga magbago kasi mga life choices,
yung mga katawan na naka-imbak sa kwento mo. Ganon eh, diba? Para pag medyo ganun naman, medyo. Ganun.
Yung mga tipong ano, yung mga tipong pag nangangalikot ka sa bahay ni Rica, bilang, is this a skull?
Ganun, parang justified na siguro yung alam mo, kailangan mo na magbago, friend.
Medyo. And number 6 from the Super Malice Guy, all is fair in love and war. So pag ang girlfriend ko nang lalaki, aba, manlalalaki din ako.
baka sa magulat.
Gantihan lang, di ba? And number 4 from Losiento, pagtipid sa pagkain is a no-no. Tipirin na ang lahat, wag lang sa pagkain. My dad was like this. I distinctly remember that was his thing. Wag na wag niyong titipirin ang pagkain. Parang it's malas or ganun.
Oo. Tsaka parang
yung kunyari, order ka ng something, ay, wag na yan, mahal yan, ito na lang.
Yeah.
Ayaw
pero yun
ganun.
Yung gusto mo, tapos pipigilin mo, afford mo naman.
Ayaw niya ng ganun. Oh, yung parang, magtipid ka sa other aspects, sa maybe clothes, or, you know, hobbies, but never food. Yeah. Number 3, coming from Dweeb RC, pwede lang maging tayo kung ma-enumerate mo yung mga Rue Queens in order of elimination per season.
Per season! Ang hirap!
Ang hirap nun.
Yun nung ano, name all winners, medyo... Oh, sige, name all winners per season.
I can't.
You can? I'm sure, okay. Let's try. Bibi Zahara Benay, Tyra Sanchez, Raja, si Sharon Needles, Jinx Monsoon,
Bianca,
si Violet, si Bob the Drag Queen, si
Sasha
Velour,
Aquaria.
Sini after ni Aquaria?
Si Violet, kailan?
7, before Bob. Si Aquaria, si ano na ba next, Evie?
EV
na ba yun? Then, or may iba pa ba before
and
Aquarius?
And then EV Jada.
EV Jada.
And then,
hindi kulang tayo kasi 14 na yung ngayon eh. Ay, sino ba yung last na nanalo? Di ba si Jada ang reigning?
Hindi.
Si Simone.
Ah, si Simone! I completely forgot about Simone. The most recent one. Kinalimutan.
Oh, wait. I forgot number 6. Sorry. Number 6 from Coco Hernandez. My non-negotiable. Ang utang. Even between significant others. Yeah. I think that's a healthy thing.
Are you like
thing.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, pero usually, ano na.
Parang, siguro kung malaking amount. Pero kung kunyari yung parang... Hello. Yung,
hindi, like, for
kapag
example,
sa meals, yung ikaw today, ako naman
eh. Pwede kasi pag meals, na, we don't even call it.
Yeah.
Kasi nga ganun eh. You just have to identify it. So, kunyari, hindi naman siya, kunyari, meals. De, obviously, one will pay for the other. Mm. Not a problem, di ba? Meron kasi yung specific.
Right.
Yung, uy, pa-utang muna ng ganito because I need to ganyan-ganyan. Yun, pag ano, kahit pag kunyari ako, can you pay for me first? Bayaran kita mamaya. Babayaran ko. Kasi kami sa family, ganun eh. Even like when it comes to like magkapatid, mother-child, father-child. Yun ang turo sa amin.
Pag-utang-utang.
Pag-utang-utang. Pagbigay-bigay.
Mm.
So,
right.
Pag umutang ka, don't say stuff like, but I'm your child.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, we grew up that way.
But what if you forget?
Get reminded. The,
and you don't feel, slighted if they remind you.
Oo.
Kasi nga, malinaw naman sa inyo eh, na pag-utang.
I always say that. Remind me. My mom always reminds me.
Yeah.
Dapat ganun.
Number 2 from Camilo. My non-negotiable, we have to be generally on the same, we have to be generally of the same social status. I really can't date anyone too elite or too judge. Yung masyadong malayo.
Right.
Kasi pag sobrang social yung kadate mo, feeling mo, busabos ka. Pag naman judge yung ano mo, parang feeling mo,
royalty
ang taas mo, diba? So parang, sana yung medyo malapit dun sa,
you know what?
Wherever you are, na, in terms of social status.
Okay, on the spectrum, where do you lean more to?
Ako o yung makakadate mo?
No, I mean, not yung maka-date mo.
Mm. Kung ano yung mas pipiliin mo. Whether it's the one na mas on the judge side or on the elite side.
Or elite side.
Why choose? It can be the whole spectrum.
Exactly.
Why choose? You know, I mean.
Well, if you had to choose.
Hook up or relationship?
That's the same thing
I'm
gonna say. Oh my God.
I cannot.
Hook up a relationship.
Hook up a relationship.
O, kunyari, may JJ hot. Tapos merong elite hot.
Hindi nga. Hook up a relationship.
O, sige, sa hook up muna. Hindi, JJ hot. Pero physically mukhang elite.
Daming ano, daming choices. Ano to, buffet?
I think hot period.
No.
Ultimate
to
is...
Who you're attracted to.
Alam mo ako, ang ultimate sa akin, the one with a good heart.
Ay, parang ano yung kakalokohan.
I like that.
Oo.
Ay, Chico, may papakita ako sa'yo. I'll send it to you. I wanna know if like, G ka sa kanya. Okay, anyway, sige.
Sabi ni Sonny Paul.
Ah.
Ikaw, Hazel, gusto mo yung Jeje? Jeff Bezos.
Ay, yes!
Hello!
Grabing Jeje naman
yun. Yun ang favorite kong Jeje.
Oh. And the top, my non-negotiable, comes from Call Me Rovi.
Call Me Rovi says,
eto ha, you might find it funny, pero when you think about it, it is a reality for a lot of people.
Mm.
My non-negotiable, when we eventually move in together, you have to allot space for my merch.
Mm.
Diba? Kunyari na-accumulate mo yung merch mo as a single person.
Yeah.
And then you decide to move in together. Siyempre, hindi naman lahat kaya na mansion yung bahay, diba? Minsan, medyo limited yung space.
Yeah.
But then you have to say, sorry, you have to allot space just for my merch.
Mm.
Lalo na kung gusto mo naka-display. Medyo point of contention yan for some couples. So, for her, parang, abo, kasama yan. Mag-alat tayo.
Di ba? Kahit small space.
I know a lot of, ano, a lot of men, ang deal nila with their girlfriends, wives, just give me a man cave. Allow me to have a man cave. Parang you can like take charge of the interior, you can take charge of how we will design our house. Basta give me a teeny tiny room.
But if you were to have a man cave, I need to have my woman cave.
And then, that's the rest of the house. You can design much as you want.
Because the rest of the house is communal. You also use the rest of the house. Exactly. Why do you get your own private space and I don't?
Hindi, kahit hindi, let's say, private space, yung design lang. Usually, yung the way yung naaay. Kasi ito minsan, medyo napaka-feminine nung ayos ng buong bahay. Basta ito, ako yung magde-design ito.
Kasi,
dito ko lalagay yung computer. I agree. Dito yung lalagay yung,
I agree with the woman's space.
Kasi yung ito ha, for example, I don't know if you watched, but si Dr. Terry Dubrow. So yung wife niya, si Heather Dubrow, she designed, they together designed the whole house, and they have a humongous house. It's beautiful. Pero when they were designing it, obviously he has his man cave, yeah. Diba? Parang na-realize daw ni Heather when they were building that house, and parang, wait a minute, why does he get a man cave and what about me? What's my purse? So she decided it's going to be my closet. So her closet is humongous. Yeah. Sabi niya, saan ako ha-hang out if I want some me time na, you know, off-limits to you? Because if your man cave is off-limits to me, I need to have the same thing. And I think that's only fair. That should be the case.
Hindi, at saka, para, when it comes to the responsibilities of the house, we know that the space is communal and both of us work for it.
Oh, pero ganun nga. Kasi pag ganun ang case, kasi minsan ano nangyayari, especially when it comes to interior, there's a tendency for one to be more dominant over the other. So, pag ganon, kung tigisa tayo ng man cave, dapat, kasi diba, like, I know a lot of, especially wives, ayaw nila yung choices ng guys.
Yeah.
That is such an ugly, no lazy boy allowed. Yeah. Kaya sila nagba-man cave, eh. Kasi parang, I want my comfortable chair, but, you know, the wives usually don't like the aesthetic of, alam mo yung the masculine design. So, pag, kung may woman cave ka, may man cave ako, dapat interior 50-50 rin.
Ayo, parang you design your space however you want.
That's fair.
Basta we both get our own
communal
space.
Dapat, kasi minsan, diba, there's a tendency for one, not always the woman, pero minsan there's one who's more dominant na, ay, pangit yan.
Lahat sa yung ano.
Bawal yan, dapat ganito. So, you know what I mean?
You know,
dapat fair.
There's a celebrity couple, I won't name names, but may house tour sila on YouTube. And I remember watching the video, and the guy was the one that kept talking.
Oh.
And everything, the way that their house is built, lahat parang nagkikater sa kanya.
Oh, yun yun.
Parang,
yun,
ito,
yun.
We made sure that it's ganito because for me, you know, I'm this height or whatever. Yeah. So, alam mo yung parang, kasi matangkad siya, tas maliit yung wife niya. So,
daming clues.
Hindi naman. Right? I'm just saying, in that case, parang ako, hindi ko masyadong gusto yung ganon. Yung parang, we both, this is our house.
That's
this
what
isn't
I mean.
Your
true.
House.
That's what I mean.
So,
kasi yung sinasabi ko, kung kunyari, tigisa nga tayo. Dapat, kasi there's a really a tendency. Whether it's the girl or the boy, may tendency that one will be the more in charge one when it comes to the interior. And there's a tendency to say, gusto nung isa itong klaseng chair. Ay, paayoko yan, pangit yan. Pili tayo ng iba. Dinivito.
Yun, nakakapikon yung...
Sorry, dapat may number of...
Parang shady ko today. I don't know what it is. Something in the water today.
Today?
Sinishare ko lang naman.
It's not just you, Hazel. Apparently, it's a lot of other ones.
Gusto ko yung today.
Today?
Ang dami ka ng beses ka na pandilatan today.
Yung parang, ano eh.
Eye contact me.
Yung gulat factor.
Meron.
Oo,
But what about us? Quickly, it's 10:17.
Sa akin, ano, if I were to have my own house and my own kitchen, let me design it and no island, ano yung center island or just wag na lang.
Okay.
Kailangan meron. Yun yung non-negotiable.
I need a center island.
Center island.
I need it. And, ang dami kong kailangan sa kitchen. I want those magnetic things where you can just like put your knives in it.
Ah.
Ganon.
Mababa kasi ang ano ko eh. Mababa kasi ang, hindi ako mahilig talaga sa kusina kasi mababa ang pain threshold ko. Nasa kitchen.
I was wondering where he was going.
Where is he? Ako naman, ano lang, very simple. We do not have to be perfect. Obviously, we're not. Nobody is. You will make mistakes. You will hurt. We will hurt each other. Sa akin lang talaga ang non-negotiable ko. I need to know that you're, at your core, a good person. I'm not that particular with the details. Aww. I just need to know that you're a good person.
This applies not just to a partner, but even to co-hosts, di ba?
Except co-hosts.
Oy!
Except co-hosts.
To the core, di ba? Okay. We're all good people. Oh,
you have to remember that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, in our hearts.
Nikki! Your turn!
Oh, Marky, anong non-negotiable mo?
My non-negotiable is you cannot keep me from my first and greatest love, the Pokemon franchise.
Alam mo, dapat hindi mo pa-personalin yan. Because iba yung relationship talaga ni Marky with Pokemon.
I mean,
yeah,
like, don't take it personally.
Level.
It's not about you. This is something
at
that
all.
He has lived with
this
all his
is
life.
Years and years of my life mm-hmm. that's turned into work. So,
right. See, you turned it into work. That's a dream, right?
Exactly.
They pay you.
So,
you
like,
work with the company.
So I was correct in breaking up with my ex.
Ooh.
Relay pa ako. Oh.
Lumipat yung shade doon sa ano, sa Eastwood banda. Oh. For me, non-negotiable, you can't be rude to anyone. Ooh. Not especially to people I know and love. You can't be rude. Like, you can't crack a stupid joke.
Oh, okay.
You like yung medyo offensive or anything like that. And yung rude slash my temper. Usually magkasama na yun
eh. Totoo.
You can't be like that. Mm-hmm. I can't be with a person like that.
Okay. I can't be with a person who has a temper.
A bad temper.
And
oh
raises
God,
their voice.
No.
Si Marky nakakunot na yung
sinasabi ko na talaga.
Sa co-host, okay lang. I don't mind. Okay, pero alam mo.
Kasi ano, bumibilis yung order pag ganun eh.
Pero pag sa partner, hindi pwede.
Hindi pwede talaga.
Yeah.
As in.
So, yeah. And you can't be dumb. Sorry. I have to add it. In every, actually yung parang yung
that's
ganun.
True.
Not just for a partner.
For anyone,
like around me, I can't. I have zero patience. But anyway, there you go. That's our top 10 for today. Thank you for joining us on the show. And again, remember, if you want to be a searchy for the Monster Matchmaker event we're doing on Valentine's Day, make sure you're free Feb 14, 9 to 10 a.m. And make sure you fit the bill. You know what we're looking for. Our searcher is a gay man. So if you think you can, you know, possibly be a good match, then email us. rx931tmr@gmail.com.
And he's a catch, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm. Like a Pokemon.
Dogs.
Like
dogs.
A Pokemon.
Dogs and catch.
We'll leave you with Brown Man Revival, Maling Akala on Bright Wednesday. Bye!
Bye! Bye.